The fans have found their seats, and you've found the High School Football Game of the Week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters.
Get tailgate ready and join Community Medical Center Foundation for a Husker tailgate party at the Fall City Elks Club November 18th during the Nebraska versus Wisconsin game. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. VIP tickets for this event are $100 for two admissions, and it includes food, drinks, games, and fun for all. CMC Foundation is ready to tailgate party with you, cheering the Huskers on for a big win.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You could even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's time to visit with Coach Josh Peterson, head coach of the South Holt Knights, who are undefeated on the year, advancing through the playoffs. District championship, Coach, congratulations. Those district championships, those aren't easy to come by.
No, they aren't. This is the first one I've had in 14 years as a coach, so it was nice to get, and thought our defense played really well. Offense got off to a slow start, but once the defense got us rolling, our offense kind of picked it up, so it was very complimentary football after that. But yeah, our defense showed up, and they played probably the best they had played all year.
Yeah, East Atchison was a team that they were one of those teams that was coming on at the end of the year. They were playing better. They got most of their personnel back, and you hold them to 6 points. So as you said, that defense showed up. You got to be awful proud of that side of the ball.
Yeah, it was just all around great effort. Flow was good. We were able to tackle the pass that they completed for a touchdown. Cole just mistimed, but you know, he's maybe 2 inches away from tipping that down, and we put a, you know, possibly put a shutout up, but I'm not going to complain. You know, Dad does stats for us, and so I think he told me we only gave up one first down the entire second half. So, yeah, defense came to play, and hopefully that's a sign of things to come for this Friday and hopefully moving on past that.
You know, we've talked about it for 100 years or so, how long they've been playing football. The old adage is defense wins championships. And I've shown over the years, look, prove to me, that certainly is the case. You got good defense, you win a lot more ball games and win more titles.
Yeah, you know, offense scores points, defense wins championships. And if those, you know, those two formulas can prove effective, I think, you know, we're going to have a pretty good shot. But Plattsburgh, they're going to be good. They're athletic, big. I am, you know, I'm fortunate. I'd rather see our defense come on strong late in the season and kind of fizzle out. And so, you know, we've kind of gone over what Plattsburgh runs, and you know, we've repped it, and you know, hopefully, again, you know, how they run is going to be better than what we rep it, but hopefully guys are going to be familiar, and by the time we get there Friday, they're going to know what's coming at them and just be able to defend it.
The thing that will get the headlines going into this game is the two quarterbacks, because they kind of similar numbers, and obviously they lead their teams. Isaiah Howard, the guy you'll face this week, 230-some yards passing per game. He's passed or ran for like 48 touchdowns. Not similar. I mean, your quarterback, Cole Messer, has even more touchdowns, but and that's the kid you got to key on, I guess.
Yeah, like I said, if we can, you know, contain him, keep him in the pocket, maybe get some pressures, make him throw sooner than he wants. Our secondary's playing good pass coverage, and we're locking down their receivers. The one thing we can't have him do, well, two things, actually. We can't give him we can't let him sit back there and just pick us apart. So we're going to have to get pressure either D-line or blitz-wise, and then we're going to have to know where he's at. We can't let him get out in the open field because he's a dangerous runner. So he's a dual-threat quarterback. He's similar to Cole. If we lose track of where he's at, he's going to hurt us. So we have to know where number nine's at on the field at all times, and I guess try to make him get uncomfortable and force him to do things that he's not used to doing.
Well, look, they've got a couple of receivers over 600 yards receiving and double-digit touchdown receptions. Are they a team? I mean, do they just run a straight pattern of him back there running around? Do they do a lot of broken plays? I mean, that's even tougher to cover, I guess.
Yeah, no, they've got, you know, we charted a lot of what they've done. They've got good concepts, and they're big and physical. They're fast. 13 don't really know what is, you know, don't really know names. Because again, Plattsburgh's a new team in eight man. 13, he's a split receiver. I think 6, he's in their slot. 4, he's another wide receiver. They all look fast. They all look very athletic. They're, you know, when you look at it in terms of team wise, I think us and Plattsburgh are almost identical. Now, I'm going to say that their athletes look like they might be taller. You know, a little bit more lengthier, but in terms of speed, I think we match up pretty well with them. They might have the height on us, but, you know, it's just going to come down to who wants it more and going out and just executing.
Mm-hmm. Your team, let's talk about health-wise. Here we are, what, now 10, 11 games into the season. Everybody's got to be dinged up some, right?
Yeah, we've, you know, knock on wood, we've managed minus losing Jackson there week 7. All of our guys are feeling pretty good. Like, the injury bug hasn't hit us again. Knock on wood here. Hope that that's not the case. But we've, you know, not necessarily gone lighter in practice, but we're pretty much shelved from here on out. We're not going to the ground this far into the season. We know what to do, how to do it, and so we're just limiting contact and pretty much just saving it up for Friday, and that seems to have worked a little bit better for us. And we're just making sure we're taking care of our bodies, what we're putting into it, you know, getting rest and doing all that stuff just to make sure that we're at peak performance every Friday when we're playing.
Mm-hmm. You guys have had a run of home games here, especially through the playoffs and stuff, but going on the road is not always bad. It lets the team kind of, you get on that bus, you got everybody locked in, kind of concentrating for the road trip. I mean, if you got to go on the road, this is not a terrible trip to have to take, it looks like.
No, and we, I mean, you know, you're, and then again, I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but, you know, the state championship game's at a neutral site. So regardless, you're going to be playing your last game on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to Plattsburgh, even though we're the second-ranked team in state. They're the fourth. You know, you can kind of throw those numbers out because they're not going to matter once the kickoff starts. You know, numbers never beat each other. It's a team on the field. So we got to go down there. I don't know who the pressure's on more. You have two undefeated teams, two top-five teams, separated by essentially two numbers. Or, again, the numbers are irrelevant in this case. It's going to be two undefeated teams going at it, and I think it's going to be a pretty good game. And so I think this gives us a chance to really lock in. That hour bus right down there is going to give us a chance to lock in and focus and then just be ready to go down there and play. You know, they've got the home field advantage, I guess, if you call it that. But I don't think that's really relevant because all of the outside noise doesn't matter once the ball's kicked off. It's just what takes place on that field that's going to matter. None of the other factors.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck tonight in this game of Plattsburgh.
All right, thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show coming up after this 2-minute timeout. on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
This season, Nemaha County Hospital is embracing the spirit of gratitude. We're thankful for our dedicated healthcare heroes who work tirelessly day and night to keep our community healthy. We're grateful for the trust you place in us, allowing us to care for you and your loved ones in times of need. And most of all, we're thankful for the unity of our community, coming together in times of challenge and celebration. This Thanksgiving, let's reflect on the blessings that surround us and remember that together we are stronger. From all of us at Nemaha County Hospital, happy Thanksgiving.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We bid you good evening from Plattsburgh, Missouri. It's time for high school football once again here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, the Missouri eight-man quarterfinals of the state playoffs. The South Holt Knights on the road, getting set to go against the Plattsburgh Tigers. Hi, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula tonight. Very pleased once again to be alongside Lucas Freshel here in Plattsburgh. And, Lucas, we've got a couple of pretty good football teams here.
Yeah, undefeated, top five, South Holt number two in the state, Plattsburgh. First year playing Amen this year. They're ranked number four. They're 10-0. South Holt Knights, 11-0. Got a big one here. Electric atmosphere tonight.
Well, any way you slice it, these teams have played 21 football games between them without a loss. The thing, I guess, as a South Holt media member here, which is what we are tonight, covering the South Holt Knights, I think the thing that concerns me, I won't say frightens me because this is a good South Holt football team, but the thing that concerns me is the point production that Plattsburgh has put out there. My goodness, I looked at their schedule. 72 points, 84 points, 90 points one night. I guess if there's a bright spot to that thing is while they were putting up 70, 80, and 90 points, they were allowing 68 points and 64 points. So they've given some points up on defense. So for that reason, I think South Holt's going to be able to move the football up and down the field. I'm just hoping that the South Holt defense is up to the task to slow down Mr. Howard.
Yeah, that's it. You're going to hear Howard's name a lot. He's the quarterback for Plattsburgh. He's kind of the stud out here. He's got a couple other studs around him. You know, South Holt, they like to rely on their offense too. Defense looked really good last week. They didn't punt at all. I expect them to go for it on a lot of fourth downs. And just, we're going to have a track meet, I think, tonight. It'll be interesting if nobody doesn't score.
Well, you heard in the pregame show, Isaiah Howard, the senior quarterback, is rushing. Now, listen to this, Lucas. 230 yards per game as an individual. That's not team rushing totals. That's individual rushing yards, 230 yards per contest in 10 ball games. 2,300 yards carrying the ball.
Yeah, I'd like to think that they're running into a much better defense tonight. South Holt is hopefully going to even that out. But if they can keep Howard's production down, South Holt looks to prime to go to the semifinals.
Well, dropping down from 11, man, as Plattsburgh has done here, they obviously were some of the area teams here in the neighborhood were obviously outmatched. Anytime you give up 90 points, there can't be a whole lot of defense on the other side of the ball. So it will be interesting to see if these teams are both required to play the full four quarters to settle this thing. Some of them just aren't used to doing that. They've got to put away by halftime, so it could be a new experience for them. Let's step aside and take a one-minute timeout here. We'll take a one-minute break, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. Live from Plattsburgh, Missouri, you're listening to South Holt Knights Football on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Lucas Freshall, back with you here in Plattsburgh, Missouri. Eight-man high school football quarterfinals action here in the Missouri State High School playoffs. We were going to go to our national anthem here, I think. Supposedly that's not supposed to happen for a couple of minutes. Let's take a look at the starters here quickly for Plattsburgh. Offensively at center, Brayden Brown, a senior. Jonathan Fish is a left guard, a senior. Corbin Dow, the right guard, also a senior. At wide receivers, Gavin Boyle, Gavin Carter, and Ryan Langton, all juniors. The running back is Dante Bingham. He's a junior. And the quarterback, Isaiah Howard, a senior. Let's take a look now at that Plattsburgh defense.
Plattsburgh defense is going to run a base 3-2. They'll have three DBs behind them. Jonathan Fish, the big boy's at the nose tackle right in the middle. At Dante Bingham is going to play one D end. At the other D end is Dakota Rankin. A couple linebackers, Gavin Carter and also Corbin Dow. And then in the cornerback position, Isaiah Howard, Ryan Langton, and at safety, Gavin Boyle.
We'll be back with the South Holt starters right after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Heller Martial Arts in Fall City offers more than taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga defense classes. We can come to you for a self-defense seminar for your business group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
It's often been said, if you really want to know what's going on, just follow the money. When you bank with us, you can see how your money grows our local economy. Let's say a local store owner deposits his weekly revenues. Then a family needs a loan for a new car. The car salesman gets commission so he can keep saving for his kids' college. This chain is called the local economy. We don't break this chain. We keep your money working right here in the community.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Fall City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. Got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's take a look now at the the Southold Night Starters. Offensively, Tyson Skeen will be the center, a 280-pound freshman. The left guard is Jackson Schaefer, 230 and a senior. At the right guard, Trace Millen. Millen, 275 and a junior. Tight end is Cade Kurtz. He's a senior, weighs 180 pounds. The wide receivers are Tylen Prusman. Prusman, 145-pound senior. And Griffin Kemmerling, just a sophomore at 160. The halfback is Kendall Nolan, 185 and a senior. And at quarterback for the Knights, Cole Metzger. Metzger, a 160-pound junior. The Knights coached by head coach Josh Peterson. Let's take a look now at that Southold defense.
Southold's going to run that 3-3. They like to pack that box. On the defensive line position, I think Trace Millen's going to have to, I wouldn't be surprised if they double-team him. At the defensive line position, Trace Millen is there. Jackson Schaefer is listed as the other starter. At the defensive end position, Trevor Marked. At the linebacker position, Kendall Nolan, who leads the team with 12 sacks. Cade Kurtz is that linebacker as well. Cole Metzger, also a linebacker. And the DBs, Griffin Kemmerling and Tylen Prusman.
The Southold Knights, 11-0 on the season. Coming into this one, as we said, the Plattsburgh Tigers at 10-0. Two undefeated juggernauts here getting set to face off here in Northwest Missouri. A big welcome to all of our listeners all around Northwest Missouri here on Sunny 101.3. I'd like to ask you to do a favor for us right now. This game also being carried live online. You can listen free online anywhere in the country at msksports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KLZA from the drop-down box, and you can listen anywhere around. So we'd like to ask a favor of you. Think of a grandparent, an aunt, or an uncle, maybe someone not even living within the immediate area here of the Sunny 101.3 coverage area. Give them a call. Let them know that the Southold Knights and the Plattsburgh Tigers are on the air for free tonight online. We're sure they'll appreciate the call. We'll certainly appreciate you sharing the information.
That tune in. It's a big game.
All right, we're getting set for the coin toss out here at midfield. As we mentioned, Plattsburgh has just dropped down to 8-man from the 11-man game, and so the field is still set up for the 11-man game here. What they did is they just shifted the field 20 yards to the right, to the south, and that left goalpost is out there about 30 yards from the goal line, but they'll move it, of course, if they want to try and kick down on the other end. They'll move the ball.
Yeah, the AD had mentioned when we showed up here, they're on, what do you say, a three-year plan. So as they do their enrollment was down a little bit, have the option to go to 8-man. And I think they're expecting here in a few years, maybe possibly, to go back to 11.
Yeah, we're fortunate that we are situated in a very, very nice press box here. Our thanks to Hunter Atkins, the AD, for the fine hospitality we're receiving. We're right at about the 39-yard line. He couldn't quite get us at midfield. We're at the 39, so we really appreciate where we're set up. And that puts us on the good end of the press box. The guys down on the other end are down closer to the 20 at the other direction. All right, we've had the coin toss, and Southold has won the toss. They have deferred their decision. So it appears Plattsburgh wants to take the football. They will receive. Southold will kick from our right to left, from south to north. This is a north-south football field here at Plattsburgh. We're in the press box high atop the 39-yard line on the west side of the field, so they'll be moving from our right to left. Still need to meet the starting lineups here before we're going to be ready to kick this thing off, so we're going to step aside and take one more 60-second timeout. And after this one-minute timeout, we'll be back with the opening kickoff. You're listening to Southold Knights Playoff Football on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
All right, getting set to kick it away here. They're going to go just a little bit early. Trevor Mark will tee the football up at the 30-yard line to get set to kick it away. Back deep to return the kickoff is Wyatt Davis. Davis is the deep man. Gavin Boyle is up as the short man. Just about set to get underway. They crossed us up here. They gave us an agenda with a protocol to follow that included introduction of starting lineups following the coin toss, and they didn't do that. They went right to kickoff. So, we've had worse things happen. Here we go. Trevor Mark with the ball teed at the 30. ready to kick it away. Wyatt Davis stands at his own 5-yard line to wait for the kick. Here it is, an end over ender. Davis will field the football at the 5. Starts forward to the 10, comes to his right to the 15. Across the 15, spun around. He'll be dropped short of the 20-yard line. Now fights his way across the 20 with second effort and has it out near the 21 or 22-yard line. Nice return there by Wyatt Davis.
First hit by Metzger and then taken down by Kate Prusman.
Interesting warm-ups here tonight for South Holt. They went through their usual protocol, their pre-game warm-ups, and then found themselves standing in the end zone for about 8 or 10 minutes. We thought that was a bit unusual.
Yeah, one adjustment there. Schaefer was injured a few weeks ago, and Brock Rau is going to get the start here on defense and offense.
Appreciate you catching that. At the 22-yard line, first and 10 for the Tigers. Isaiah Howard is the quarterback. He has Bingham set in the backfield on his right. Howard looks over a 4-man defensive front now from South Holt. Man comes in motion from left to right. Howard has the snap. Gives the football off to his running back, Dante Bingham. Bingham is across the 20-yard line. The ball pops out, and I believe South Holt's got the football out near the 24-yard line. Who got on it?
They sure do, Randy. That's a turnover. That's exactly what you needed. I could do
22. I found him. Trevor Mark got on the ball with the fumble recovery. Mark with the fumble recovery. Huge break here on the first play from scrimmage. South Holt gets a fumble recovery. They start this drive. First and 10 at the 24-yard line. Cole Metzger with an empty backfield. All alone in the backfield is Metzger. He's got two wide receivers wide to the right. Prusman sets in a slot to the right. Quarterback. Metzger calling his starting count. Prusman in motion. Hands the ball to Prusman. He wants to throw the football down the left sideline. Overthrows. The ball falls incomplete. Well, they tried a little bit of trickery there. They were looking for Griffin Kemmerling downfield. Kemmerling was pretty well covered, actually, and Prusman really didn't get the ball down to him.
Yeah, credit Plattsburgh for staying home there. Boy, you know, it's the first snap on defense, and you got all that energy going. You might catch him off guard, but credit Plattsburgh for staying home.
Pass falls incomplete. Brings up second down and 10 yards to go. The football at the 24-yard line. Put it right between the hash marks in the middle of the football field. Cole Metzger has Nolan set on his left in the backfield. Wide receivers to both sides of the field. Metzger takes a snap, gives to Nolan. He runs into the middle. Nolan on his feet, running tough down near first down yardage. Stopped just short of the 15-yard line at about the 16. Looks like he'll be about a yard or two short of the first down. It'll bring up third down and short.
Real good start for South Holt here.
Third down and 2 yards to go. The football spotted at the 16-yard line. It's on the right side hash mark. South Holt goes from our right to left, from south to north here at Plattsburgh. The Knights come over the football. No score in the contest. 11:08 to play here in the first period. Metzger in the backfield with Nolan set on his left. Prusman split wide to the right side. Kemmerling is wide to the left. Movement in the backfield, and we'll have a flag thrown.
Yeah, just getting a little anxious there was Nolan. He kind of tried to catch himself, but momentum took him forward. He just, well, full start.
5-yard penalty brings the football back out to the 21-yard line. It'll bring up third down now and 6 yards to go. So a third and very manageable turns into third and a bit more of a challenge here now. Third down and 6. The line of scrimmage at the 21-yard line for Cole Metzger and company. Metzger with Nolan set in the backfield on his left hip. Kemmerling is split wide to the left. Prusman is wide to the right. They're the wideouts. Metzger calling his count on third and 6. He's got the ball, wants to throw. Now rolling to his left, looking downfield. Metzger's going to run with the football, fighting near the down marker, and he's going to have the first down easily. He's inside the 15, down near the 12 or 13-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the South Holt Knights.
There was a ton of field to the left side. I'm a little bit curious why Plattsburgh maybe doesn't have a little more of a spy on Metzger. He's the boy with the wheels. I keep an eye on him.
Football is going to be marked now at the 12-yard line on the left hash mark. Wide to the right goes Prusman. To the left side comes Kemmerling in the backfield. That's Nolan, the running back, sitting back there with Metzger. Metzger on first and 10. Takes a snap. Gives to Nolan. Nolan runs into the middle, now reverses to his left. He's at the 10. Dives inside the 10. Down near the 7-yard line is where they'll mark him. He'll have a nice gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and about 5 yards to go.
Good job to make something out of nothing. Isaiah Howard on the tackle.
Second down and 5 from the 7-yard line is where they mark the football. No score in the contest. Opening minutes here. 10:22 to play, first period. South Holt over the football. Metzger alone in the backfield. Two receivers wide to the left. Prusman sets in a slot to the left. Nolan splits wide right. Prusman comes in motion, keeping the football. Metzger ducks inside the five, down near the goal line, fighting close to the goal line, and they stop him. Looks like about a yard short is where they'll get him. They'll mark it near the one, I believe.
He was going to be tackled for a no gain, maybe 1 yard short, and he made a little juke to back to the inside, was able to pick up 3 yards there.
Nose of the football is touching the 1 yard line, the ball just outside the one on the left hash mark. What do we got? Is it first down?
Yeah, first
yes,
and goal.
Is. First and goal at the one. Four shots to take it 1 yard here and take an early lead. Metzger all alone with an empty backfield. Wide receivers to the right, two of them wide to the left. Metzger, bobble the football, fumble. It's going to be recovered at the one-yard line by Sal Cole. The one thing you did not want to see, and they turn it over at the one-yard line, Sal Cole with a recovery. What a break.
Metzger had started in the shotgun, and I thought, boy, just go under center, take that ball and sneak it in. He did. He went under center and just bobbled the exchange and went right to the ground.
Well, that's got to be a heartbreaker for the South Hole faithful, and there are a lot of them across the way. The stands are packed with the folks from Oregon here tonight. They turned out. It'll be first down and 10. Starting deep in their own territory, this drive will begin, I believe, at the one-yard line. That's where it's marked, at the one. Isaiah Howard is the quarterback. He's empty in the backfield. Now a flag is thrown. This may be a procedure penalty. It's not going to cost him much because the ball was at the one to start with, and now they'll move it to the half-yard line. Put the football inside the one. Illegal procedure. Half the distance to the goal, which in this case was about 18 inches. And now the ball is marked at the one-half-yard line. Standing 5 yards deep in his end zone is Isaiah Howard in the shotgun. He has a snap. Back to pass. Howard looking deep down the right sideline. Has a receiver in the pass. Incomplete. Off the fingertips of Ryan Langdon. And Langdon had that ball in his hands. He just could not pull it in.
Boy, Howard's got a gun. That was a great throw. Tight spiral. Langdon was full extension. Had the ball in his hand. And as he hit the ground, it popped out.
Ball was well thrown, too. Apparently, our lights are on a timer here. Had to reset the timer. All of a sudden, the lights went out. All right, here we go. Second down. And 10 yards to go from the half-yard line. Into the middle. They hand it to the running back. He's out. Boy, just barely got out of the end zone. Dante Bingham was the ball carrier. And he's dropped at about the 1 foot line. Is that where they're marking it? Or are they going to give him a little more than that?
They've got a procedure penalty there.
Look at that. The ball is now, the nose of the football is almost touching the goal line. That's how far back it is. Is it second down over there?
Yep, second and 11 on the one.
Inside the one, quarterback Howard has Bingham set as a running back on his right. Wide receivers to the left. Gavin Boyle is wide. Carter sets in a slot to the left side. Looking over to the bench for the play here. Now the referee coming in and going to let him get underway. Second down, 11 yards to go. The football inside the one-yard line for Isaiah Howard and the Tigers of Plattsburgh. Howard, 5 yards deep in his end zone in the shotgun formation. Calling his count. Not sure what the delay is here. Everybody's checking their wristband. They've called the play in from the side. He has a snap back to pass. Howard's under pressure in the end zone. Barely got rid of the football to avoid it. Are they going to call a safety?
Yes, he's out the back of the end zone.
He went out of the back of the end zone, a two-point safety. And what a way to get on the board here for Sal Cole. The score coming with 9 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first quarter. A two-point safety. As they got him out of the back of the end zone, and that can happen to you here. You kind of lose track of where you're at on the field. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
South Holt goes up 2-0 on a safety after Howard got out of the back of the end zone before throwing the pass, a two-point safety. Again, that puts South Holt up 2-0, 9:26 to play here in the first quarter. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services at Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect, Farm Bureau Financial Services. All right, Plattsburgh ready to kick it away. Luke Parra has it teed at the 30-yard line. Here's his kick. Ball at the 20, rather. The ball's going to roll into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where South Holt will start with the football, leading here now 2-0.
That's a real beneficial touchback for Plattsburgh. You know, on a safety, they got to kick the ball off.
From the 20.
From the 20, and so that's, you know, credit Plattsburgh for a nice kick there.
I keep thinking, though, how close South Holt was to a touchdown. They had first and goal at the 1-yard line, Lucas. Well, they come away with two out of it. That's better than a poke in the eye with a stick, as they like to say.
It's just a weird start here. You think the offenses are going to take over, and the defenses have done their spot.
Ball at the 15-yard line, first and 10, South Holt. They've come up over the football. Cole Metzger is your quarterback. Wide receiver split to both sides of the field. Kendall Nolan sets in the backfield as his running back. To the left, Tylan Trusman split wide right, Kemmerling wide left, keeping himself. Metzger comes around the left side to 15 to 20, out near the 25-yard line, close to first down yardage. And I believe he's got the first down. Did we have a flag thrown in there?
No, he fumbled it. He fumbled it, but it was toward the sideline, and the Plattsburgh player that recovered it, I believe, was out of bounds.
Okay, I saw all the Plattsburgh players put their hands to their helmets, and I thought for a moment that they had a flag call down there or something. So a very...
They're going to have a discussion here. His feet were out of bounds, but I think they're going to talk about this. Okay.
Now, it's still going to be South Holt's football, and they're going to have it at the 30-yard line. We've got quite a cloud of smoke rolling in over the field there, cooking burgers over here in the north end zone, and that smoke is billowing out across the field below the lights, like our little cloud cover out here, our own little
tailgate
weather system. Here we go, first and 10 at the 30-yard line. Cole Metzger is all alone in the backfield. Two receivers wide right. Metzger's back to pass. Looks to his right, throwing deep downfield. The pass intercepted at the 30. With the interception back the other direction is Langdon. Langdon across the 30, and he's dropped near the 33-yard line. Ryan Langdon with the interception for the Plattsburgh Tigers.
It wasn't a bad throw. He just kind of threw it into coverage, and Kurtz wasn't able to go get it, and Langdon made a good play.
Boy, all the things we've seen happen already here, and we've only played 3 minutes of football. We're down to, I guess we're 9:08 right now. The football is marked at the 34-yard line, first and 10 now for Plattsburgh. The Tigers take over. Isaiah Howard is the quarterback. Dante Bingham sets with him. Two receivers to the right are Boyle and Carter. Quarterback Isaiah Howard calling his count. Man comes in motion out to the right. A flag is shown. Howard's back to pass. Throws the ball over the middle. The pass falls incomplete. Intended for Ryan Langton. And did you notice as Ryan Langton had the ball go by, he got greeted by the linebacker over here.
There's a flag down on the play, and I think what they're going to have is an illegal man downfield. One of the receivers might have been covered up, and he ran a route.
Okay. On the defensive side for South Holt, Tylan Prusman introduced himself to the receiver, Ryan Langton, coming across the middle. Good evening. I'll be your defensive back for the remainder of the evening.
They declined that penalty there.
Quite a pop. Second down and 10 yards to go. The football at the 34-yard line on the right hash mark. Tigers move from left to right, from north to south. Howard has a snap. He's under pressure. Howard scrambling. They're giving chase. Howard giving ground. Clear back to the 10. Now dumps the ball over the middle, and it falls harmlessly incomplete. But he had given up no less than 25 yards from the line of scrimmage before he unloaded that pass. They were giving chase.
Yeah, he was running for his life back there on Trevor Markt, and also Millen were in hot pursuit. Could have been possibly intentional grounding.
Well, I didn't see anybody real close. There was a guy in the approximate area. Third down and 10 now. The ball again at the 34-yard line. Right hash mark on third down and 10. This vaunted offense from Plattsburgh having trouble getting in track here so far tonight. Isaiah Howard looking to spring a big one on third down and 10 from his own 34. He's got two running backs in the backfield. Dante Bingham sets to his left. I think Langton is back there with him also. Now the official comes in and stops play.
They're going to send Nolan out. He might have a little blood on him.
All right. So Nolan will be out of the defensive lineup here for a moment. Again, it's third down and 10. The ball is at the 34-yard line. That's where they took over after the interception. Isaiah Howard has the snap, pitches back to his running back, coming to the right side, across the 30, taken out of bounds, far short of the first down yardage. Carrying the football that time for Plattsburgh was Wyatt Davis. Davis must be in there as a sub. We didn't have him listed as one of the starters.
Millen and Metzger driving him out of bounds.
That's Wyatt Davis. He's also the kicker here, a return man. So, it'll bring up fourth down and 9. It appears they're coming out in a punting formation with Isaiah Howard in to punt the football. He's the quarterback, keep in mind. That's your quarterback back there in punt formation, standing at his own 25-yard line. Back deep to return the punt is Prusman. A kick goes off the side of his foot, a very short punt, goes out of bounds somewhere inside the 30, or no, outside the 30-yard line. They're going to mark the football at the 33-yard line. What a starting position once again for South Holt. First and 10 at their own 33.
Yeah, Howard shanked that one pretty bad. That's going to be South Holt's benefit here.
Boy, this has been an interesting start. Not what I expected at all here in this football game.
Playoff football, Randy.
Cole Metzger brings him to the line of scrimmage, first and 10 from his own 33-yard line. The Knights lead it 2-0, 8:42 to play here in the first quarter at Plattsburgh. Metzger has the snap, turns, gives the football off to Kendall Nolan, running the right side at the 40, and he's inside the 40, inside the 35, taken out of bounds, right at the 35-yard line. It'll be enough for a first down, a gain of 11 on the carry.
Davin Boyle is going to be the one to make the stop there. It was only him and the touchdown. Good play by Boyle.
Well, we read a lot and heard a lot about this Plattsburgh football team, and it's early. Timeout taken on the field, 8:28 to play first quarter. South Holt on top, 2-0. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to South Holt Knights Football on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we can teach our students. This message is brought to you by Misha and the folks here at Plattsburgh High School in South Holt.
All right, South Holt, first and 10 at the 35-yard line of Plattsburgh. Metzger has the snap, gives off to Nolan. Nolan runs the right side. He's inside the 30, down near the 29-yard line. He'll have a gain of 6 yards on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 4 yards to go for the Knights.
I like to see that South Holt is going to the ground game here.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in northeast Kansas. All right. Second down, 4 yards to go at the 29-yard line. Metzger has the snap. He wants to run with the football to the right. Turns it upfield, has the first down yardage. Fighting his way down inside the 20 near the 18-yard line is where they wrap him up. It'll be a first and 10 for the South Holt Knights.
I think it was Howard there on the tackle.
They actually mark his progress to the 19-yard line is where they put it, so the ball will be on the right hash mark. Again, South Holt is moving from south to north, from our right to left, as we watch the game here from the west sideline in the press box. Ball on the 19-yard line, first and 10, South Holt. If you're just checking in, the Knights are on top 2-0 after a safety early in the ball game. They got as far as the 1-yard line with the first and goal and came away empty-handed earlier. Now with the first and 10 at the 19-yard line, Metzger has Nolan to his left, sitting on the left hip. Metzger calling his starting count. He has the snap. Metzger runs the football, runs it up the middle. He's got 5. He's got 10, and he's close to a first down. Has the football inside the 10-yard line. We'll see where they say the knee touched. It's either a first down or a very short. It should be first and goal from my eye. I had the glasses on it where they spotted the ball. It appears to be a first and goal.
Dante Bingham on the tackle, and South Holt just looks just a half step quicker right now.
Here we go. First and goal at the 9-yard line is where they mark it. The wide side of the field is to the left for Cole Metzger. Nolan sets to his left. Prusman is wide to the right. Metzger has the snap. Give to Nolan. Nolan's inside the five, fighting near the goal line, near the pylon, and then thrown back. It appears he got to about the one-yard line, but they've been there before, Lucas.
They're going
to
mark him just short. Just handle this snap and sneak it in.
They had the ball first and goal earlier at this point. Now they are second and goal. They come up quickly with no huddle on second and goal at the one-yard line. In the shotgun formation, they give to Nolan, and he'll go in standing up for the touchdown. It'll be a one-yard touchdown run by Kendall Nolan for the TD. The score coming with 6 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And South Holt goes up 8-0.
Yeah, the Knights stuck with the shotgun formation there. Just an inside give. Nolan was on the left. Just inside give around to the right, off the center, right off his hip, and into the touchdown.
All right, they'll line up now to go for the two-point conversion, leading it 8-0 after that safety earlier. Or are they going to kick it? Let's see what we've got going here. Looks like Kurtz is going to hold.
Yeah, they've been kicking.
And who's kicking? 22, is that
it?
Yeah,
marked as the kicker there.
Marked as the kicker. Kurtz is to hold. That's right. They were kicking last week. Now that I think about it, they kicked their extra points.
Mark did pretty good.
Yeah, waiting for the snap from center. Ball is down. Kick is up. It's long enough, and the kick is no good. Wide to the left. He missed it. The score remains 8-0. 6:24 to play here in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
Now, this scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. A six-play, 44-yard drive. A missed extra point. It's 8-0. South Holt on top. 6:24 to play here in the first period. Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect presenting this scoring drive recap. Trevor Mark has the football teed up. Back deep is Wyatt Davis waiting to return it. Davis stands at his own 5-yard line. Here's Mark's kick, a low driving kick. And Wyatt Davis bobbles the ball a minute at the 5. Now picks it up, comes out to the 10. Broke a tackle at the 15, at the 20. Broke another tackle across the 25. And now finally taken down near the 28-yard line. Boy, he got through the arms of a couple of would-be tacklers on this right sideline. That has to make you a bit nervous if you're a South Holt fan watching this one.
Yeah, Metzger was the first one down the field. I thought he did a really good job of breaking down. But, boy, just able to avoid the tackle. I thought Metzger did his part.
All right, quickly over the football. Without a huddle come the Plattsburgh Tigers trailing 8-0 here early in the contest. The line of scrimmage is at the 28-yard line. First and 10, Tigers. Quarterback Isaiah Howard. Running back Dante Bingham sets to his right. Howard gives to Bingham. Bingham into the middle, and oh, he got hit. His forward momentum carried him forward. The ball was out of there for a moment. South Holt looks like they're on the football.
Yeah, South Holt did recover that. That ball was clearly out, but I believe they called his progress
dead. Oh, my boy. That could have very easily been a fumble recovery.
Very much.
All right. Gain on the play. Puts the ball out to the 31-yard line. Give him a gain of 3 on the carry. Brings up second down. 7 yards to go from the 31. Just inside the right hash mark. Two running backs in the backfield. Langton and Bingham are back there now with Isaiah Howard. Howard is back to pass. Pressure's coming. Dumps the ball over the middle. He's got a receiver overthrown, Ryan Langton. You know what surprises me is that Isaiah Howard, their leading rusher, he hasn't been running with a football.
I agree. He's been passing it a lot.
And handing off.
Yep, he has.
I wonder if he's healthy, if he's okay.
His arm looks healthy.
The guy's supposedly rushing for 230 yards per game.
I don't think they've seen a defense like South Holt.
I don't think he's... Has he carried the ball yet tonight?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Here we go. Third down and 7 from the 31-yard line. Empty backfield for Isaiah Howard. Trips to his left. Now a man moving around in motion. That was Bingham. Now he's going to reset. Bingham now comes in motion, runs around behind the quarterback. They pitch it to Bingham. Fumble on the football, and I think South Holt's on it. It looks like South Holt has the football. Yes, they do. And on the bottom of the pile, coming up with the football, if he turn around here, I'm trying to, 63. There he is. Brock Roush, 200-pound senior, got the fumble recovery for the South Holt Knights. And another huge break here for the Knights, Lucas.
Plattsburgh was just going to run just a little quick option to the left. It was a quick pitch, hit him right in the chest, and went right to the ground.
I, for one, am surprised here at this moment. I was looking for... I'm just going to say I was looking for a little different start to this football game.
I was, too. I'm pretty impressed with South Holt so far. They look good.
At the 29-yard line, first and 10, South Holt. They come over the football. Cole Metzger with Kendall Nolan set on his left hip. Metzger in the pistol set, waiting for the snap from center. Metzger has the football, keeps it himself, runs off to the left. Ooh, he's going to get hit and thrown back this time. They just keep driving him back. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, but that's all. No gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 10.
That's the junior, Dante Bigham. I think that's the fella that fumbled that last play.
Yeah, he was probably a little aggravated.
Yep.
It's one of those things where they say on defense, get to the ball as quick as you can and arrive in a very bad mood. They had to hurry to get a defender off there, and they had to use a timeout to avoid a penalty. So we're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to South Holt Knights Playoff Football on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Lucas Freshel, back with you here in Plattsburgh, Missouri. Folks listening over on the Nebraska side of the river wondering, where are we? Well, we're about 25 or 30 miles southeast of St. Joseph, down Highway 169, and then a little bit to the east on 116. That's Plattsburgh, and that's where we are tonight. Beautiful facility. Hunter Atkins, the AD here, the hospitality is outstanding. We appreciate it, Mr. Atkins.
Yeah, good football down here. We went through Gower on the way. They were back-to-back state champions the last 2 years.
They're playing tonight, too. At the 29-yard line is where they spot it. Second down and 10 for the South Holt Knights. Metzger calls the count. He's got the ball, wants to throw. Here comes pressure. Now he scrambles to his right. Going to have to hurry. He just throws the ball away out of bounds. Incomplete pass. It'll bring up third down and 10. And that defense right now is starting to stiffen here just a little bit for Plattsburgh.
Yeah, smart play by Metzger there just to get rid of it. Live for the next down. Don't try to force anything there.
So now the football comes back to the 29-yard line. It'll be third down and 10 yards to go. That time, Cole Metzger had quite a bit of pressure on him as he rolled to the right to throw the football. Not a lot of time. Empty backfield on third and 10 at the 29. Cole Metzger all alone. Two wide receivers wide to the left. They're going to come at him with pressure. Four guys rushing. He's going to have to dump it off. Now scrambles out this way, turns the corner, upfield, throws the ball pass in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. He had it on the fingertips of his receiver, Gage Schroeder. Schroeder would have had first down yardage, too, just could not quite gather it in.
Yeah, it was a good look. Great job by Metzger to get here right in front of us, outside of the pocket. He's quicker than those defensive linemen. He put the ball where it could have been caught, but had to tiptoe the line.
So now it's going to be fourth down and 10. Again, you're at the 29-yard line. We always refer to this as no man's land here. You know, you can punt the ball, but you're not going to gain a whole lot if it goes into the end zone.
South Holt is usually going to go for this.
Yeah, they're going after it. Fourth down and 10. At the 29-yard line, Cole Metzger stands all alone in the backfield in the shotgun formation. Spread formation. Metzger back to pass. Here's the pressure coming. Now he has to scramble. Throws the ball over the middle. Pass complete. Caught. Cushman with the football inside the 20 at the 15 and now being thrown back. They'll have first down yardage. Tylen Cushman, 145-pound senior. He's got 35 receptions for 738 yards coming into this one. He averages 21 yards per catch, and that's what he did there.
That's the other South Holt Knight that's got true speed.
Ball is at the 15-yard line, going quickly on first and 10, no huddle. Give it to Kendall Nolan to the right. Nolan tries to turn the corner. He's going to be taken out of bounds short. Ooh, they were really making that tackle a long ways outside of the out of bounds line, and he's slow getting up over there.
Yeah, there's a couple Plattsburgh Tigers that picked him up and threw him to the ground. I think they were looking for a flag there.
Boy, it looked like he was well out of bounds when that contact came. Gain on the play puts the football down to about the 12-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 3 on the carry. It'll bring up 2nd down and 7 at the 12. Working quickly with no huddle is Cole Metzger. Nolan sets to his left. Metzger has the snap. He'll run to the left with the football at the 10, at the 5, trying to get to the pylon. Couldn't get there. He's taken out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. Enough for a first down. It'll be 1st and goal of the 2. I hate to bring this up, but remember, 1st and goal at the 1 on that first possession, and they fumbled the ball. They had 4 chances to go a yard and couldn't get it in there.
They did score on the next one, though.
Yes, they did. So here we are at the 2-yard line is where they mark it. 1st and goal. Hand the ball to Nolan. Nolan is hit at the goal line and driven back at the 1. Did not get in. He's maybe inside the 1. They've got 3 more cracks at it down here. There are no gimmies down here.
They kind of ran that same inside give from left to right.
Ball is inside the 1-yard line at about the 3/4 yard line. It's about 2 feet out from the goal on 2nd down and goal for South Holt. Metzger has a snap. He'll run it himself. Metzger got in standing up for the touchdown. Metzger, it'll be recorded as a 1-yard touchdown run by Cole Metzger. Score coming with 3:53 to play here in the 1st quarter. They've jumped out now to a 14-0 lead. Let's see if they line up to kick it here or what we're going to do.
So far, the longest drive of the day, and just a peculiar extra point here. They've got the field shifted, so South Holt has to go 20 yards to the end zone here to kick the extra point.
All right, they'll kick it. Marked in to kick. Kurtz to hold. He missed the last one wide left. Let's see what he can do here as we wait for the snap from center to kick the extra. The ball is placed down. The kick is up. Again, it's long enough, and this time the kick is good. And the score now goes 15-0. South Holt on top. 3:53 to play in the 1st quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
8 plays, 29 yards, capped off with a 1-yard touchdown quarterback keeper by Cole Metzger. Trevor Mark kicked the conversion. 15-0. South hold up, 3:53 to play here in the 1st period. Mark ready to kick the football away. Wyatt Davis waits back deep. He's going to chase it back into the end zone and can't bring it out of there, so they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 at the 15 for the Plattsburgh Tigers, and Wyatt Davis looked a bit frustrated there. He wanted to return that one, but he caught the ball a yard deep in the end zone.
Yeah, his momentum just kind of took him in there. They're having to start at the 15 here.
What they did here when they converted from 11-man to 8-man, they just used the south 80 yards of the field and moved all the down markers. So where the 50-yard line was... is now, what, the 30, I guess? So,
yes.
So what it is it's kind of a bit deceiving down here at the north end because you got all that empty field behind you. Isaiah Howard brings him over the football, 1st and 10 at the 15-yard line. Dante Bingham back there with him. Howard wants to throw. Looking deep downfield for Langdon. Langdon is there, and the pass is incomplete. Had it on his fingertips at the 25-yard line. He was pretty well covered back there, but the ball just, well, right between his hands and dropped to the ground.
It was Trevor Marks was on the coverage, and Trevor tried to go up and catch it at the high point. He kind of fell to the ground, and by all rights, that should have been a touchdown for Plattsburgh.
At this point, it appears that Plattsburgh thinks that the way to move the football is through the air against this team. They apparently aren't confident that they can run the ball successfully against South Holt because they haven't tried to let Isaiah Howard carry the ball yet.
He throws a good ball.
Yeah, he does. 2nd down and 10 from the 15-yard line. Isaiah Howard. 2 receivers wide right. Howard keeps it. He's going to run the football. Comes out to the left side. He'll be hit and dropped after a gain of only a yard out to the 16-yard line. Well defended here on the left side defensively by the South Holt Knights.
Yeah, good job by Metzger for bringing him down.
Metzger was there and brought him. That was the first rushing attempt, I believe, of the night for Isaiah Howard.
I agree.
1 yard gain. Brings up third down and 9 yards to go. Third and nine with the football at the 16-yard line. It's on the right hash mark. Again, Plattsburgh, the Tigers going from left to right, north to south. Back to passes. Howard, here's the pressure collapse, and he got rid of the ball. Pass is overthrown, falls incomplete. Again, looking for Ryland Langton. But, man, I'm telling you, Isaiah Howard had all kinds of pressure back there. He had not only the four defenders from South Holt chasing him, he had his four blockers that were trying to block him, and they're all in one little group, and he's trying to throw a football out of that mess.
That pocket is collapsing on him.
Sure was. All right, fourth down punting situation. Fourth down and nine at the 16-yard line. In to punt the ball away, Isaiah Howard, the quarterback. Again, keep in mind, the punter is the quarterback. Back deep to return it is Tylan Prusman. Prusman waits at about the 30-yard line for this punt from Isaiah Howard. Howard gets the snap. He will punt the ball. Prusman has to chase back after it. It bounces at the 30, rolls dead around the 27-yard line. He just stays away from the ball very wisely. And good, reasonable field position, starting position here for South Holt. They'll begin this drive, first and 10, at the 27-yard line. 2:58 to play here in the first quarter. And South Holt is up 15-0.
Our presenting sponsor for this game is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, for parts, sales, and service. They have five other locations in northeast Kansas.
Hard to believe we're still playing here in the first quarter. 2:58 to play, first period. South Holt comes over the football, first and 10, their own 27-yard line. Cole Metzger, the quarterback, spread formation. Two receivers out, one wide to either side. Nolan in the backfield. Handoff goes to Nolan. He runs around the corner to the right side. Got first down yardage. He's out across the 40-yard line, and he's into Plattsburgh territory. What do you got here?
Holding.
Oh, my. Okay, a flag way back upfield. Good job of running the football by Kendall Nolan. That flag, I didn't see it, was back upfield here, clear back near the line of scrimmage. So that's going to negate about an 18-yard run there by Kendall Nolan.
Yeah, it was a good run, and the flag went right where that hole was, too.
So they'll back it up for him. The line of scrimmage was originally the 27-yard line. This will cost him penalty yardage. All of this is happening with 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Plattsburgh. Your South Holt Knights leading 15-0 over this high-powered, number 4-rated Plattsburgh Tiger team. And now with the penalty yardage, 10 yards, puts the football back to the 17-yard line is where they'll mark it. And it'll be first down and 20 yards to go. Cole Metzger on first and 20 has the snap. Gives off to Nolan. Nolan starts to the right. He's going to be hit and thrown for a loss. Did not get back to the line of scrimmage. They dropped him around the 16.
Yeah, it's the first time that Nolan hasn't been able to get positive yards when he's been handed the ball.
So it's going to bring up no gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. Again, the football between the 17 and 18-yard line, second down and 10. I just figured out that the scoreboard does have the down and distance on it right above the time clock over there.
Yes.
All right, the quarterback, Metzger with the snap, starts to his left. He wants to throw the football. Now throwing down deep, looking for Kemmerling, and Kemmerling can't come up with it. Just overthrown for Griffin Kemmerling, the sophomore receiver. Now, Kemmerling has caught 13 balls this year, over 300 yards. When he does catch a football, he averages 21.5 points a catch.
He had a step and a half on the defender, but just a little bit overthrown.
So that'll bring it back, and it'll bring up third down and 20 yards to go. The ball between the 17 and 18-yard line. Third and very long yardage here for the Knights. 2 minutes, 4 seconds to play, still in the first quarter. 15-0. South Holt on top here at Plattsburgh. Metzger, the quarterback, has the snap. He wants to throw under pressure, just has to dump it off, and the pass, it'll be ruled an incomplete pass. It'll bring up a fourth down punting situation. He did a good job to get rid of that.
Yeah, he did. He threw it forward, and he had a receiver right there, and likely South Holt will have to punt for the first time in how many weeks?
Yeah, we haven't seen that very often, have we? Cole Metzger is your punter, just like on the other side of things. Keep in mind, the quarterback is the punter. Down awful deep in your own territory to try any trickery here, though. Back deep to return this punt will be Gavin Boyle. Boyle is a deep man, the punt returner. He waits at his own 30-yard line. Good snap. Punts away. Boyle runs up to field the football at the 37. He's at the 40 inside South Old territory and taken out of bounds down near the 30-yard line is where they knocked him out, I believe. Let's see where the referee spots the football. It's going to be inside the 30. So this is by far the best field position, starting position Plattsburgh has had all evening. They'll begin this drive at the 29-yard line of South Hold, first and 10, trailing 15 to nothing.
Yeah, Randy, and I almost wonder if this is as far deep as Plattsburgh has had the ball all night.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Here they come over the football at the 29-yard line. Plattsburgh, first and 10. Two wide receivers wide to the right. That's Boyle and Carter. Bingham sets in the backfield next to the quarterback. Howard is back to pass. Pressure coming. Howard scrambling. Going to throw deep down into the corner on the right. He's got a receiver waiting in the end zone. Touchdown. Making the reception, Gavin Boyle. A 29-yard touchdown pass to Gavin Boyle. And he hung that one up there like a punt. That was in the air forever. 29-yard pass play. The score coming with a minute 42 to play here in the first quarter. And so it was, I think it was just probably a matter of time here. You wondered when they were going to connect on one of those because he had overthrown his receivers on a couple of previous occasions.
Yeah, that was a rainmaker. That was just a jump ball. But Metzger was just, he wasn't in very good position there.
Yeah, Gavin Boyle had to wait forever for that ball to come down. All right, they're going to line up to go for two. Howard in a shotgun formation, two blocking backs back there with him. He'll run it himself. He's hit, stopped, and I believe they're going to stop him short. The conversion fails, and the score remains 15-6. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments, call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Scoring Drive Recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect. They're the local Farm Bureau agents in Falls City and Auburn.
One play, 29 yards, a 29-yard touchdown pass. Isaiah Howard to Gavin Boyle. The conversion attempt failed, and our score stands 15-6. South Hold on top, a minute 42 left to play here in the first quarter. As the Tigers get set to kick the football away. From the 30-yard line, here's the kick, an end-over-ender. Running back to return it, Prusman picks the football up at the 8, starts to his right. He's at the 10-yard line, tries to turn the corner at the 10. He's at the 15, he's at the 20, across the 20 on his feet to the 25, and then finally taken down. Nice return there by Tylan Prusman on the return of the kickoff.
Yeah, dude, you did a good job just finding a seam there.
Mark the football near the 25-yard line. I think is where they're going to say he was finally taken out of bounds. Actually, he got across the 25 at the 26. Still a minute 33 to play in the first quarter here at Plattsburgh. This is going to be a long football game at this rate. We kicked off at 7 o'clock more than 40 minutes ago, and we're still playing in the first quarter.
A lot of incomplete passes.
All right, the ball is marked at the 26-yard line, first and 10 for South Holt. It's on the right side hash mark. The wide side of their field is to the left of Cole Metzger. He has an empty backfield with a spread formation. Metzger's going to run the football right up the middle. Has some running room. Metzger with a nice gain, 7, maybe even 8 yards. He's out here stopped short of the 35, around the 33-yard lines where they're going to mark it. We'll give him a gain of 7. It'll bring up 2nd down and 3.
Good start on first down, tackled by Gavin Carter.
Metzger brings Kemmerling wide to the left side of the field. Prusman goes wide to the right. Kendall Nolan sets in the backfield next to Metzger on 2nd down and 3. With the snap they give to Nolan. Nolan ducks inside. He's got the first down yardage. Dives the ball out across the 35 near the 37-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 for South Holt. Clock still showing 55 seconds to play here in the first quarter. South Holt on top 15-6 if you're just joining us.
Taken down by the junior Dante Bingham.
All right, the football at the 37-yard line. Clock is running. 42 seconds to go here in the first quarter. South Holt taking their time up over the football on 1st and 10. Cole Metzger with Kendall Nolan set to his left. Kemmerling comes to the near side. Prusman splits wide to the right. Kurtz is a tight end set to the right side of the offensive formation. With the snap, they give to Nolan. He runs to the right. Nolan's got blockers. He's got running room down the right sideline. On his feet, inside the 30, inside the 25, inside the 20-yard line. All the way to the 20-yard line goes Kendall Nolan. Did you see him picking him up and laying him down, blocking on the far side?
That was an excellent job. That was a little left guard pull. Brock Rau was at the left guard position. He's pulling to the right side, and he was the lead blocker for Nolan there, just opening that gap.
Yeah, Trace Millen put it on somebody over there on that far right side, the right guard.
Yep, Millen was the kind of the lead blocker on the right, and then Rau just kind of leading the way.
Millen's man was lying on the ground when Millen left him. The ball is now at the 20-yard line, first down and 10. That'll be the end of the first quarter. After one quarter of play, South Hold on top 15-6. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agent.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, after one quarter, the South Hold Knights are up 15-6 here in the ballgame. A lot of football to be played yet tonight here in Plattsburgh. Coming over the football, it's spotted. Was about the 21-yard line. Metzger turns, gives the ball off to Kendall Nolan, the right side to 15, the 10, trying to tiptoe down the sideline. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 4-yard line is where he stepped out.
Yeah, just a subtle little shove by the Plattsburgh defender knocked him out at about the 4.
So South Hope down here threatening, opening seconds here in the second quarter. Quarterback Metzger turns, gives to Nolan again, running to the right. He's going to go into the end zone standing up.
That looked pretty easy. Just a little kind of from left to right, little inside give, and he walked in pretty easily.
4-yard touchdown run by Kendall Nolan for the touchdown. Makes it 21-6. They haven't put the points up yet. We don't have a flag here, do we?
I don't think so.
For some reason, they haven't put any points on the board. Okay. That was Nolan on the carry from 4 yards out. Now we'll have the try for the kick. Marked into kick. Kurtz to hold. Ball is down. Mark's kick is up. And that one is no good. Wide of the mark. The score remains 21-6. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
I'll say one thing. It's good to know that Bob Aiken, he recognizes excellence when he hears it here. Thanks, Bob. Glad to hear you tuned in tonight. Ball teed up at the 30-yard line. Here's a kick from Mark. A low bouncing kick, going to be picked up by Wyatt at the 10. He comes out to the 15, at the 20, and hit hard there and taken down at the 20-yard line.
That previous scoring drive recap was presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, the local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
A 5-play, 26-yard drive, capped off with a 4-yard touchdown run by Kendall Nolan. Conversion failed, and the score stands 21-6, 11:51 to play here in the second quarter. We've played a lot of football, And just now, in the opening seconds here of only the second quarter, 15 seconds into the period, to be exact. All right, first and 10 now for the Plattsburgh Tigers. They'll start at their own 20-yard line. Isaiah Howard's going to run with it. We've been wondering when this was going to happen, and he's got running room out across the 30. Near the 34, he'll get about 12 or 13 yards on the carry. You had to think they're going to start to go having Isaiah Howard run the football. You got a 230-yard per game rusher, and that's only his second carry.
You know, Randy, I gave you the wrong stat. That was a 54-yard drive there on the last. They switched the field on me. It was 54 yards.
They do that sometimes. Back to pass. Howard in trouble. Throws it up. He's got a receiver downfield in the pass. Falls incomplete, but a flag comes in. The intended receiver was Gavin Boyle. The defender was there with him. And we've got a flag, probably pass interference on South Hole.
Yeah, they're going to get Kemmerling for defensive pass interference. He never really looked back. Tried to make a play on the ball, it looked like, but he never looked
back. Did you see Isaiah Howard just throw the football 50 yards?
He
dropped way back. That was 50 yards in the air.
It's effortless.
Kid's got a cannon for an arm here. Pass interference is the call. The flag is thrown down at the 9-yard line, and that's going to bring the Plattsburgh Tigers all the way up the field.
You know, if you just look at this game, South Hold is having to work so hard for their points, and Plattsburgh, it just seems to kind of come easy to them a little bit.
Well, the ball's going to be marked first and goal at about the 7.5-yard line, outside the 7, inside the 8 is where they put it. Isaiah Howard is the quarterback. Bingham sets next to him on first and goal. Wouldn't be surprised to see Howard running the football. He will keep it himself right up the middle. Howard at the 5, wrapped up. Fumble the football! The ball is loose! South Holt dove after it, I think. Yeah, they got back on the football. Brayden Brown, the center, fell on the football and recovered it, but that ball was out of there.
It was out of there. Just trying to fight for more yards.
A heart-stopping moment for Plattsburgh fans here when they saw that ball. Loss on the fumble, actually, puts the ball back to the 4-yard line. Second down and goal at the 4. Quarterback Isaiah Howard has it. Turns, gives to his running back Bingham. Bingham will go in for the touchdown. Bingham carries in 4 yards out, and that'll be a 4-yard touchdown run by Dante Bingham, putting the ball in there now for Plattsburgh. This score coming with 10 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the second quarter.
Just a quick 3-play, 60-yard drive.
Yeah, only 60 yards and 3 plays. Now, they're going to line up for the 2-point conversion. Howard will set in a shotgun formation with an empty backfield. Trips to the right. He's got a spread set here. Actually, 2 receivers to either side of the field. Only the 2 guards and center in front of him. 2 wideouts to either side of the field for the 2-point conversion. Isaiah Howard in the gun, has the snap, he's back to pass. Howard throws out to the right side, incomplete, conversion fails, and the score remains 21-12. South Hold on top, 10:42 to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Luke Parra has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line. That scoring drive took just 3 plays to go 60 yards. Dante Bingham on a 4-yard touchdown run. Conversion failed. 21-12 is where we stand. The recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect. Farm Bureau Financial Services presenting our scoring recap. Oh, a short kick. Ball is bouncing around. That puppy's live. It goes out of bounds out near the 30-yard line, just inside the 30, and it appears South Holt's going to get the ball with pretty good shape here.
Yeah, it looked like South Holt was kind of prepared for this. They had 4 guys on the up line and 3 guys right behind him. It's like they've seen something of an onside.
Yeah, Luke Parra just kind of, I don't know, pooch punted, I guess, or pooch kicked it there a little bit.
Yep.
Ball goes out of bounds at the 28-yard line is where they're going to mark it. South Holt's just going to take it there, first and 10 at their own 28.
They'll give them five more.
Leading here 21 to 12. 5-yard penalty puts it out to the 33. You're right. So now, at the 33-yard line is where the drive begins. First and 10 for South Holt, Cole Metzger and company. Kendall Nolan sets on his left hip. Tylen Prusman is wide out to the wide side of the field. That's to the near side. Kemmerling splits wide to the left. Now Metzger, ready to take the first and 10 snap from his own 33-yard line. Long time for the official. Blows the ball in for play. Now we're going to be ready to go. Metzger on first and 10. High snap. Goes up and gets it. Metzger runs the football into the line. Oh, he's going to be hit. Then got away. Fights forward and ends up turning what looked like a sure loss into a gain of a couple as he's got the football out across the 35-yard line.
That's right. Credit Metzger for getting something out of nothing. Bingham had him in the backfield and kind of let him slip out.
He had no right to have any gain whatsoever on that play. Two defenders hit him 3 yards deep in the backfield. He got free and fell forward for a gain of 3. Second down and 7. The line of scrimmage is at the 36-yard line, second down and 7, South Hole. Metzger with the snap, gives to Nolan. He runs to the left. Nolan running through the arms of would-be tacklers. Then he stopped. His forward progress gets him out to the 39-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 4 yards to go.
Little misdirection, started to the right, went back to the left. It wasn't a home run, but that might be setting up something later in the game.
Line of scrimmage, the 39-yard line. The ball on the left side, hash mark. South Holt going left to right, north to south. They lead the football game 21-12, 9:44 to play here in the first half. Metzger has a snap, give to Nolan. He comes to the right. Nolan's got the first down and then some. He's at the 30, inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. They're going to say Nolan's knee touched just inside the 30. We'll call it 29-yard line, first and 10, South Hole.
Good stiff arm by Nolan there on Gavin Boyle to get an extra 3 or 4 yards.
Boy, you see some things happen. Look where the ball got spotted and where it was down over here. And the line judge is going to let that go. No, now they're going to correct it. I was going to say he lost a yard and a half. Now we move the ball.
There you go.
I was on it.
Good call. I missed that one.
At the 29-yard line, they misplaced the ball by about a yard and a half when they spotted it. Fortunately, the referee came in from the field and corrected it. Cole Metzger brings a play in from the sideline. Yells out to his lineman. First and 10 at the 29-yard line. Metzger calling his starting count. He's got the snap. Starts to his left on the option. Pitches back to Nolan, the trailing back. Nolan falls forward. He'll get about 3 or 4 yards. He's going to be dropped short of the 25-yard line around the 26.
Tackled by Howard, but Dante Bingham's the D-end over there that they're playing on. And Bingham stayed home and made the correct decision to pitch it.
Ball's at the 25-yard line. A gain of 4 on the carry. Second down and 6. Quick snap. Nolan coming to the right this time. Slices inside, and then he'll be hit and dropped short of the 20 at about the 21-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and still about 2 yards to go for South Holt.
Two plays to get 3 yards here.
8 minutes, 50 seconds to play. First half, South Holt on top, 21-12 here at Plattsburgh. My name is Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Lucas Freshel alongside on our left here. Here's the snap. Metzger's going to keep it himself. Ducks inside. Got first down yardage easily. Inside the 20, down near the 17-yard line. It'll be first and 10, South Holt.
Good keeper. Kind of used the DN as a decoy. Shot straight up the middle.
Got to mention Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios, doing his usual fine job on first and 10. The football at the 17-yard line. Metzger keeps it himself, runs to the left, no place to go. Now reverses field, comes clear around to the right, slices inside, twisting, turning inside the 15, near the 13, and then thrown back. I'm impressed with the job that Cole Metzger did improvising there.
Making something out of nothing. He was dead to rights around the left side. There's three defenders waiting for him.
I thought for sure he was going to lose yardage on that play, and he ends up getting a gain of 5. Second down and 5 yards to go, a long 5, almost 6. The line of scrimmage is now at the 12-yard line. Metzger, with no huddle, calls his starting count. He has the football. Gives to Nolan running to the right at the 15, at the 10, crashing near the goal line, and he's in for the touchdown. The line of scrimmage was at the, where were we, the 12?
Yeah, about the 12 there. Gavin Boyle was the one trying to make the tackle and just ran right over him.
12-yard touchdown run by Kendall Noland, and that came rather quickly here for South Holt. The score coming with 7 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the second quarter. That pushes our score to 27-12. And now we'll have the try for the kick, Mark to kick, Kurtz to hold. They've had their adventures here tonight on these extra points. They haven't been quite as automatic as last week.
1-3.
Waiting for the snap. Oh, they're going to fake it this time. Kurtz is going to throw the ball into the end zone. Incomplete. He had a receiver and just overthrew the intended receiver. The pass falls incomplete. Conversion fails. And the score remains 27-12. South hold on top. 7:51 to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Kendall Nolan has the football teed at the 30-yard line. Back deep to return the kickoff is going to be Wyatt Davis. Davis chases after the ball. It goes into the end zone, comes out of the end zone. Time for a scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. The scoring drive for South Holt took 8 plays to cover 47 yards, capped off with a 12-yard touchdown run by Kendall Nolan. Conversion failed. The score goes 27-12. South Holt on top, 7:51 to play in the first half here at Plattsburgh. All right, they'll spot the ball at the 15-yard line. That's where the Tigers of Plattsburgh will take over. They came in here ranked number 4 in the state, 10-0 on the year. Quite a matchup. Two top 5 ranked teams here in Missouri. Isaiah Howard, he's always a running threat. He's going to throw the ball out to the left. Pass complete to Gavin Boyle. Boyle broke a couple of tackles, but he didn't get a lot. Gain of about 4. He'll be stopped short of the 20-yard line. It'll bring up 2nd down and 6.
Tackled by Kemmerling, who averages 6.1 per game.
I don't mean to become redundant here, but you've got Isaiah Howard, who has carried the ball for 230 yards rushing per game this year. He's only carried the ball twice tonight. I'm puzzled. I really am. Isaiah Howard in the shotgun formation has a snap. Gives the ball off to his running back. That's Bingham. Bingham's got room into the open at the 40. Broke the last tackle. He's going to take it all the way for a touchdown. I don't see any flags. The line of scrimmage was at the 19-yard line. The 19-yard line, that will be a 61-yard touchdown run by Bingham. 61 yards for the touchdown by Dante Bingham. And boy, when they score quickly here. This score coming with 7:06 to play in the second quarter. It was only 45 seconds ago that South Holt was scoring.
Yeah, Bingham got across midfield. About the 35, he kind of tripped and slipped up. Metzger was able to get some ground on him.
We'll have to
bring him down.
Try for the 2-point conversion. Howard has the ball, keeps it himself, runs up the middle. He'll go in standing up. Howard takes it in, and the score is now 27-20. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair asks that everyone take a moment to remember the sacrifices of the brave men and women who have valiantly fought to make America the greatest nation on earth. The staff at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair wants to say thank you to all veterans, past and present, for serving our country. Call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair for all of your truck and tractor repair needs to keep your equipment performing. 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3, covering the Tri-State area.
Well, I think they finished the field events, and now we're moving to the track meet here that we anticipated. They're starting to run up and down the football field. Teeing the football up for Plattsburgh is Luke Parra to kick it away. Back deep to return is Tylan Prusman. Here's Parra's kick, an end-over-end driving kick that goes into the end zone. Oh, wait a minute. It went out of bounds at about the 1-yard line.
Looks like they've switched. Looks like Howard kicked that, maybe.
Oh, really? Well, that's different from what we've been seeing.
It is.
Okay. Isaiah Howard is normally the punter, and Luke Parra, well, if you recall, Luke Parra's last kickoff went out of bounds at about the 30-yard line, so they let Howard have a shot at it, and his went out of bounds at the 1-yard line. So they'll have an opportunity to back him up and make him kick it over again, or they can just take the football. Let's see what the South Holt Knights elect to do here. 27-21, South Holt is up. 7 minutes, 6 seconds to play. Still in the first half, we've been playing football for an hour. Near the top of the hour, we will remind you that you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska. Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly referred. My name is Randy Yatula, calling your play-by-play. Lucas Freshel on the color commentary, and as our statistician this evening, Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. John Nixon, home warm and snug listening tonight. John?
Hey, John.
Ball at the 25-yard line, first and 10. South Holt with the football. Cole Metzger gives the ball off to Kendall Nolan to the left side. Nolan breaks into the open. He's across the 30, the 35. The ball is out at the 39. Let's see who's got it. Everybody diving after the loose football. South Holt. No, the ball is going to go over to the Plattsburgh Tigers. The ball is fumbled. The Tigers will take over in South Holt territory at the 38-yard line.
Boy, tough one there.
Wonder what the deal is with all the fumbles tonight. Are the hands cold out there? Maybe,
maybe a little bit of that adrenaline rushing. It looked like South Holt was able to get back on it, but it kind of squirmed out.
All right. So a big break for the Plattsburgh Tigers, trailing 27-20. They get the football first and 10. Outstanding field position. They'll begin this drive at the 38-yard line of South Holt, and let's see if the South Holt defense can rise to the occasion here. Isaiah Howard with an empty backfield wants to throw the ball. The pressure coming. Throws the ball over the middle. Pass incomplete. He was looking over here on the left side for Wyatt Davis. Davis, I don't think even saw the ball coming. It went right past him.
Yeah, I agree. A little miscommunication there. I think Wyatt Davis was supposed to kind of button up his route there and go for a hook pattern. He was continuing on.
Incompletion brings up second down and 10. The ball at the 38-yard line of South Hole. What a tough break there for the Knights. Still leading 27-20. Outstanding field position, and they turn it over. All right, second down and 10 at the 38 of South Hole. Isaiah Howard again with an empty backfield. Davis in motion. Howard back to pass. Pressure coming. Dumps it over the middle. The pass is going to be complete at the 35. Breaking a tackle with the football. Fighting forward. The receiver stops short of the first down near the 31-yard line. Trying to run tough. There was Gavin Boyle, but they got him wrapped up. The ball will be marked to the 31-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 3.
Good job by Kurtz for holding on.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, here we go. Third down and 3 at the 31-yard line. No huddle. Two wide receivers wide right. Isaiah Howard with Bingham set in the backfield next to him. Howard is back to pass. Howard sets. Howard's going to throw deep down the right sideline. The pass is going to be incomplete, and a flag comes in. Oh, my, the South Hole fans are going to be disappointed with that one.
Yeah,
intended receiver was Ryan Langdon. It looked like the defender stepped in front of him to knock the ball away, and we got a flag thrown in.
I thought it was excellent defense by Prusman. Tylan Prusman was there. He was in coverage, and at the exact right moment, he turned to make a play on the ball.
This is the same way they got down the field last time. Remember the pass interference call inside the 10-yard line?
Yeah, the other one was correct.
Yeah. This one here, boy, it looked for all the world like the defender was in front of the receiver and trying to catch the ball. Must have been some contact. It is on the far side of the field, a long ways away from us here.
You know, and in the ref's defense, perhaps that offhand.
Wait a minute. What's happening here? They threw that flag down inside the 10.
Offensive pass interference? Are you gonna wave? They're going to wave it off. They're talking.
No. It looks like they're more. Here we go. Pass interference. Defense. Okay, if it's a 15-yard penalty from back up here, why did we take it to the spot of the foul on that previous scoring drive?
He caught it.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, here we go. It'll be at the 15-yard line, first and 10. At the 15-yard line for the Tigers. Quarterback Isaiah Howard has two receivers wide to the right, one wide to the left. Bingham in the backfield is his running back. Howard is back to pass. He's got time. Dumps the ball over the middle. Intercepted. With the ball back upfield is Prusman. Prusman has it across the 20. He's to the 25, the 30. He's the 35. Midfield the 40. At the 35, the 30. On his feet inside the 20. And taken out of bounds near the 20-yard line. What a job by Prusman on the return of the interception. They're going to say he's out of bounds at the 21-yard line. It'll be first and 10 South Holt the 21. Boy, one big turn of events after another.
That is a good old-fashioned redemption play for Tylan Prusman. He gets called for the defensive pass interference and makes an interception the next play.
Those are the kind that are fun to call.
He jumped the route. It was perfect.
The ball is now at the 21-yard line, first and 10 South Holt. Plenty of time left here in the first half, 5 minutes, 52 seconds. Heck, in this game, that's time for 4 or 5 more scores. 5:52 to go first half. If you're just checking in, South Holt on top, 27-20. They have the football after Prusman's interception. First and 10 at the 21-yard line of Plattsburgh. Knights over the football, Cole Metzger with Nolan back there next to him. Spread formation, two receivers wide to the right. Keeping the football, Metzger runs off to the left side for short yardage. Got a yard, maybe 2 yards, inside the 20 down around the 19-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 8.
Plattsburgh defense, just a little extra pep in their step. They're getting into the backfield a little quicker here.
South Holt fans listening tonight here on Sunny 101.3, we are very pleased to be providing live coverage here in Northwest Missouri of the 8-man playoffs. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast as much as we're enjoying bringing it to you. Second down and 8 at the 19. They give it a ball to Nolan to the right. Nolan's at the 15. Nolan's down at the 10. Nolan's on his feet inside the 10. Down near the 6 or the 7-yard line. It'll be first and goal. South Holt at about the 6.
There is no one in the tri-state region that runs the ball harder than Kendall Nolan. He runs it so tough.
Boy, he does. I mean, he's impressive. They're going to mark him down at the 6-yard line. So it's going to be first and goal. South Holt at the 6-yard line. 5:08 to play here in the first half. 27-20. South Holt on top. Cole Metzger will set Nolan to his left, as he has been. Kurt sets in a slot to the right. Prusman is the wide receiver to the right. Kemmerling wide to the left side of the field. Quarterback, Cole Metzger, has Prusman in motion. Metzger takes a snap, starts to his left, runs the option, pitches back to Nolan. Nolan, near the goal line, touchdown. Takes it in from 7 yards out, and that will be a 7-yard touchdown run by Kendall Nolan.
Just a 3-play, 21-yard drive after the interception there.
7 yards out on the run by Nolan.
It was a triple option. They had Prusman coming in motion, who kind of went up the middle. And great job by Nolan for kicking it back inside.
All right. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. In to kick, the football is marked. Kurtz to hold. Last time they faked it and tried to throw a pass. This time they will spot it. The ball is down. The kick's up. And the kick is no good once again. And the score stands 33-20. South Holt on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Go.
Scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
3 plays, 21 yards, capped off by a 7-yard run by Kendall Nolan. Conversion failed. 33-20 our score. 4:39 to play now in the first half. Here's the ensuing kickoff by Mark. Mark's kick is going to roll down and go out of bounds. Or did it?
It went out of bounds and came back in.
Okay, went out of bounds down near the 5-yard line. So they'll probably just take the football and bring it out to the 25 and go with it. 4:39 left to play in the first half. I joked a couple of moments ago when we had 5-something. That's time for 4 or 5 more scores, and it really is.
It could be.
Anything can happen here. Lots of fireworks in this first half. Our score right now, 33-20. Boy, you can't help but worry a little bit about all these missed extra point attempts here. That could come back to haunt you.
Yeah, Mark is 1-for-4 right now.
Yeah, and then they tried the fake on one of them, and that failed also for the pass. So.
And they got a safety, so an extra 2 there.
Hasn't gone well for extra points, so. All right, Isaiah Howard pitches the ball back to Bingham, his running back. Bingham is out to the 30, broke a tackle there, spun around. Actually, the ball carrier is Wyatt Davis this time in place of Dante Bingham. Davis is going to have a gain of about 8 out to the 33-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 2.
Critic Kemmerling for the tackle.
So Wyatt Davis has been filling in for Dante Bingham in the backfield occasionally as a running back. This time an empty back. Oh, no, they'll have Bingham back there again. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left on second down, and two at the 33. Back to pass is Isaiah Howard. He just got rid of it. Overthrows the intended receiver, Gavin Boyle. I'm impressed with the pressure that this defensive front from South Holt has been able to put on Isaiah Howard. Howard just hasn't had time to do much back there throwing the football. They've really rushed him.
Totally agree. And all the, you know, most of the touchdown passes have just kind of been toss-ups and quick hurries.
When they do give him time, though, he showed us he can throw the ball 50 yards and fairly accurately. All right, here we go. The football, third down and two at the 33-yard line. Howard in a shotgun formation. He wants to throw. Pump fake once. Now throws to the left. Pass is complete for the first down yardage. Making the reception on the near side is Gavin Carter. Carter's got it into South Holt territory down to the 36-yard line. First and 10 for the Tigers.
Metzger had one-on-one coverage. Able to make the tackle.
Lucas, we do want to welcome our listeners here in the Plattsburgh area. The school posted our website so they could find us online free of charge. And if you're listening in from the Plattsburgh side, we're glad to have you with us. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast here on Sunny 101.3 out of Falls City, Nebraska. First down and 10 at the 36-yard line of South Holt. Plattsburgh with the football. Trying to run it out to the right side and keeping the ball is Isaiah Howard. He just couldn't find any place to go. He does end up turning it into a gain of a couple, but boy, he had to run a long ways to get 2 yards.
Yeah, it looked like they had Gavin Boyle back there. It was almost like it was going to be like a QB sneak pitch back double pass. But
ball is marked at the 35-yard line of South Holt, second down, 9 yards to go now for the Tigers of Plattsburgh. Empty backfield for Isaiah Howard, spread set, wide receivers to either side, pressure coming, dumps them all over the middle. Pass is caught. Oh, I thought that was going to be intercepted for a moment. And then coming up with the catch down near the 29-yard line, making that catch was Gavin Boyle. Boy, that was sweet.
That was. And Howard's throwing off his back foot there. He was under so much duress, he had to throw his back foot.
Mark the ball out to the 22-yard line. First and 10 for the Plattsburgh Tigers. Howard, with Bingham set next to him this time, has a snap. Howard wants to run it himself. Look out! Howard out to the right side at the 10, at the 5, and he'll go in for the touchdown. Howard is capable of doing that. The line of scrimmage was the 21. And that will be a 21-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Howard, as he takes it in there.
Yeah, he just made kind of one little step up the middle, kind of turned around to the right side, went untouched. No South Holt Knight was in within 2 yards of him as he walked into the end zone.
Now we'll have the try for the two-point conversion. Quarterback Isaiah Howard will set with an empty backfield and trips to his left. Look, all three receivers having a little meeting over here. What's that all about? Was that orchestrated that way? Howard has a snap, looking right, hangs it up in the air, and the pass is caught for the two-point conversion. Langan got the reception, and the score now 33-28. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor. He can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mound City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Sunny 101.6, covering the
ready to kick the football away for Plattsburgh, having it teed up here, I think. Is it Parra or Howard this time? Howard kicks the ball. It's going to go into the end zone. They won't be able to bring it out. It'll come out to the 15-yard line. That scoring drive, 6 plays, 55 yards. A 21-yard run by the quarterback, Isaiah Howard. We've been wondering when that was going to come, that he'd start running the football. The pass was complete to Ryan Langan for the two-point conversion. Makes it 33-28. The lead is down to 5 now. South Holt's going to have to figure out a way to start getting some extra points here. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. put the ball at the 15-yard line. First and 10 for the South Holt Knights. Cole Metzger brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Tyson Skeen, the big 280-pound freshman center, leans down over the football, ready to snap it in the shotgun formation to Metzger. Metzger has the ball, starts to his left, now ducks inside, comes back to the right, turns upfield. He's going to be hit and then dives forward with a great effort to get about 4 yards on the carry. Has the ball out to the 19-yard line. It'll bring up second down and six.
Tackled by Ryland Langdon there.
So now the football is marked at the 19-yard line, second down and 6 yards to go. No huddle. Cole Metzger with the snap. Metzger gives the ball to Nolan. Nolan tries to run forward. He'll have a gain in across the 20, out to near the 23 or 24-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and about one to go here for the Knights. Third and one at the 24-yard line. No huddle. Working quickly is Metzger. He keeps it himself. He's got the first down. He's spun across the 25 and then taken down. He'll have the first down with about a yard to spare.
Big first down there. Kind of get you out of the danger zone here with 1:49 to go. You needed that first down, so you have to give the ball back.
Yeah, you don't want to give them the ball with a minute or so to go here. We've seen that. All right, first and 10. Line of scrimmage is at the 26-yard line. Metzger gives off again to Kendall Nolan, and Nolan, thrown back hard after his forward progress, reaches the 30-yard line where he gained about three. We're going to have a timeout taken on the field with a minute 30 to play here in the first half, 33-28. South Holt on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to South Holt Knights Playoff Football on Sunny 101.3.
Surag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of feeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Surag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our presenting sponsor for this game is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. For parts, sales, and service, they have five other locations in northeast Kansas.
Halftime just about 90 seconds away. We invite you to be with us for our halftime show. Sponsoring the halftime show, Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu. They'll be sponsoring our halftime scoring recap. South Holt with the football. Second down and seven. The ball at the 29-yard line. They pitch it back. Oh, wanting to throw the ball. Setting up is Nolan. Kendall Nolan in trouble. Now broke away and got sacked for a loss all the way back to the 21-yard line. Well, they tried a little trickery that time. Metzger gave the ball to Kendall Nolan. He wanted to throw the football, just could not find a receiver.
They tried to run trickery. You try to go for the home run, but good discipline there for not just throwing it in no man's land.
So now we're down to a minute five to go here. It'll bring up third down. I would assume South Holt's going to let this clock run just as far as they possibly can. Doesn't appear that the Tigers are going to use a timeout to stop it, though, either, does it?
No, it does not. And they've got...
Play clock is 8:07. They're going to use a timeout here. There's no way they can get out here and run a play. We're going to have a timeout taken on the field with 41 seconds to play in the first half. 33-28, South Holt on top. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. If you can serve as a role model for others, the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital in preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association, and the high school is represented here tonight.
All right, third down coming up. Third and about 16 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 21-yard line. 40 seconds left to go here in the first half. 33-28, South Holt up by 5. Cole Metzger on third and long will set in a shotgun formation with an empty backfield. Spread formation, two receivers wide left, one wide to the right. Metzger has the snap, wants to throw the ball, rolling right. Now runs with it, turns it upfield, spun away, got free. At the 20, the 25, across the 25 to the 27-yard line. He'll be dropped there after a gain of about 7 on the play. And we'll have a timeout taken immediately with 29 seconds to go. Timeout taken now by Plattsburgh. They want to try and preserve some time. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering.
Big Ten volleyball, Nebraska leading Michigan in set number one, 15-9 in the first set. The Huskers trying to remain undefeated. Playing Michigan tonight. We'll try and keep you updated on Husker volleyball throughout the evening for our listeners over on the west side of the river. All right, over the football, fourth down and 9. Back to pass, Cole Metzger rolling right. He's got pressure. People chasing him. Metzger reverses, runs back to his left now. Now he's going to throw the ball. Now hesitates a minute, turns it back upfield. Fighting near first down, and he'll be stopped outside the 35 at the 36-yard line. All that running around ran the clock down to 18 seconds. It'll turn the ball over on downs. And now Plattsburgh is going to get a shot at it here. With 18 seconds to go, they're going to have the ball in excellent field position, first and 10 at the 36.
Very peculiar there. I mean, I know South Holt doesn't like to punt. He did have Kurtz in the middle of the field, but I don't think Metzger had enough room to launch it.
All right, here we go. Plattsburgh wants to try and put something up in the last 18 seconds. Down by 5, 33-28 with 18 seconds to play here in the first half. Isaiah Howard, keep in mind, he can run with the football. Howard has Bingham set to his right, has the snap. Howard wants to throw. Now a whistle sounds and a flag is thrown. What do we got here? Timeout taken by South Holt. They want to discuss their defensive strategy. With 18 seconds to play, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
18 seconds on the clock. The football is spotted on the right hash mark at the 36-yard line of South Holt. Plattsburgh with the ball. Isaiah Howard, the Tiger quarterback, on first and 10, has the snap, wants to throw the football. He's being chased. Now rolls out to his right, throws back across the field. Pass is caught at the 15, the 10, and taken out of bounds near the 3-yard line. Making the reception is Ryan Langton. And that's what you feared if you were here with South Holt, that they'd come up with something. He threw that all the way across the field. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 5. Clock is down to 9 seconds. Isaiah Howard brings him over the football. And goal at the 5 with 9 seconds to go here. Essentially like going after a 2-point conversion, really. From the 5, Isaiah Howard in the shotgun has the snap. Pumps, hangs it up out into the corner in the pass. Incomplete. Out of bounds. He caught it out of bounds. And that runs it. Oh, now wait a minute. We took 1 second off the clock. No, it was nine. Okay, we took 5 seconds off the clock. They'll have time for one more play. I was thinking 5, but you're right. It was 9 seconds. Took 5 seconds off the clock. 4 seconds to go here. They'll get one more shot at it from the 5-yard line. Keep in mind the score 33-28. South Holt trying to get to the locker room with a 5-point lead. Isaiah Howard over the ball. One more shot from the 5-yard line. Second and goal.
Howard's going to run this.
Howard in the shotgun, puts Bingham to his left, calling his count. Howard back to pass, hangs it up to the left side, and the pass is caught.
Touchdown. They brought in Jovian Grayson at quarterback, and Howard caught that ball.
Pass was caught by Howard for the touchdown. How about that? And that moves the score 34-33 now with Plattsburgh back on top. Who threw the ball?
That was Jovian Grayson, the sophomore.
What's his number?
He's number three out there.
Okay. And that pass play covered 5 yards and came with no time remaining here in the second. Now we'll have the try for the two-point conversion. Howard runs it himself up the middle. He'll go in standing up. Howard carries it in. And at the half, our score, 36-33, Plattsburgh on top. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
November is National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Month, and Falls City Community Medical Center invites you to participate in a turkey trot. Join the fun and walk, run, or stroll to help Senka Food Pantry, Holiday Turkeys to Feed Families, Emergency Fund, and Richardson County House of Hope. The turkey trot will start on the Community Medical Center campus at 3307 Berta Street in Falls City at 8 a.m. November 23rd, with registration at 7:30 a.m. Entry fee is $25, and you can choose a 1 mile or 5K
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
Welcome back to Missouri 8-Man Playoff Football. Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from dead. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, lots of scoring to talk about. It was a long first half of football. It took us 90 minutes just to play two quarters of football here. Scoring got underway at the 9:26 mark of the first quarter at two-point safety. The quarterback, Howard, backed out of the end zone for the two-point safety, and that put South Hold up 2-0. Then a pair of one-yard touchdown runs, first by Kendall Noland at the 6:24 mark, and then by Cole Metzger at the 3:53 mark of the first quarter, put two more scores up, a missed kick, and then Trevor Mark kicked the second one through, and our score stood 15-0, South Holt on top. 1:42 to play in the first quarter, a 29-yard touchdown pass, Isaiah Howard to Gavin Boyle, a one-play, 29-yard drive, conversion failed, and South Holt was still up 15-6. 11:51 to go, just 9 seconds into the second quarter, a 4-yard run by Kendall Nolan, capped off a 5-play, 54-yard drive, conversion failed, 21-6. South Hold on top. 10:42 to go in the second quarter. A 4-yard run by Dante Bingham. Capped a 3-play, 60-yard drive. Conversion failed. 21-12, but South Hold still on top. 7:51 to go, second quarter. Kendall Nolan, a running score from 12 yards out. Tapped an 8-play, 47-yard drive. A lot of failed conversions. They failed again. 27-12. South Hole back up by 15. With 7:06 to go in the first half, a 61-yard touchdown run by Dante Bingham. Topped a 2-play, 65-yard drive. Isaiah Howard carried in for the 2-point conversion. And Plattsburgh was battling back into it, 27-20. With 4:39 to go in the first half, a 7-yard run by Kendall Nolan topped a 3-play, 21-yard drive. Again, a failed conversion, but it was a 13-point lead for South Holt with just 4:39 to go in the first half. South Holt up 33-20. Then, with 2:37 to go in the first half, a 21-yard touchdown run by Isaiah Howard topped a 6-play, 55-yard drive. The conversion pass was complete to Brian Langton, and the Tigers had pulled back to within 5 at 33-28. Then, as time expired, 5 seconds on the clock, one last shot at it, a 5-yard touchdown pass. They turned things around and put Jalvin Grayson at quarterback, and he passed the ball to Howard for the touchdown, topped a 3-play, 36-yard drive. As time expired, Howard carried in for the 2-point conversion, and believe it or not, Plattsburgh gets to the locker room with a 3-point, 36-33 lead. After trailing the entire first half, they took their lead as time expired at zeros. That's the scoring of the first half. The scoring drive recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt, and you can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and then Ray Penning is going to update you with the latest weather forecast. We'll be back with another 2 minutes of information following that, and then we'll come back for third quarter action. We'll be back here in about 5 minutes. You're listening to South Holt Football on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This holiday season, join us in making a difference in our community. Each year, Nemaha County Hospital proudly sponsors the Nemaha County Gives Back effort. This invaluable fundraiser provides food and gifts to our neighbors in need, right here in our own community. Every dollar raised stays local, impacting those who need it most. Your generous, tax-deductible donation can be made online at nemahacountyhospital.com. Let's make this holiday season a little brighter for everyone. Nemaha County Gives Back, because giving is the true spirit of the season.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the south at around 5 miles an hour. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow, highs level off around 63. Lows dip down to about 37 tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 40s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Heller Martial Arts in Falls City offers more than taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga defense classes. We can come to you for a self-defense seminar for your business group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back once again here to the Missouri High School Football Playoffs, eight-man playoffs. The Plattsburgh Tigers leading the South Old Knights 36-33, our halftime score. And I'll tell you, that first half was a thrill-packed first half of high school football here tonight in Plattsburgh. The only lead Plattsburgh has held in this entire first half came as time expired, and they lead it, as we said, 36-33. Over on the Nebraska side in Big Ten volleyball, the first set goes to Nebraska. They defeat Michigan 25-15 in set number one. Again, 36-33 our score here as we are moving through this eight-man football playoffs. I want to remind our Northwest Missouri listeners that high school basketball is not that far away. The Mountain City Tournament, the annual social event of the basketball season, tips off here in about 10 days or so at Mountain City. John Nixon and I have been showing up for that thing for about the last 20 years. We always look forward to visiting our friends here in Northwest Missouri to tip off the high school basketball season. No better place than at that Mountain City Tournament, and we hope to be over there again real soon. Hope to have a lot more football for you, though. We've got a real knockdown dragout going here right now with a 36-33 halftime score. I want to remind our Nebraska listeners, we'll have lots more football coming up this weekend for you. Of course, the Cornhuskers taking on Wisconsin. We'll have that on KTNC. Then Monday night football, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll have coverage of that one on Sunny here on Sunny 101.3. So we've got Huskers football, Chiefs football, hopefully more high school football next weekend. We'll see how this one comes out. Right now we're going to step aside for another 2-minute timeout. Be back with more of our halftime after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. Got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you can need for harvest time. So give us a call. Come on in. Farming City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back. Our presenting sponsor for the game is Bruna Implement Company. It's your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have five other locations in Northeast Kansas.
Role models are more important now than ever in today's society, and you can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember, be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Sunny 101.3. Well, Lucas, we came in here anticipating a track meet. We didn't have it right at first. We were looking at a team here really in Plattsburgh that is accustomed to putting up 70, 80, even 90 points to a ball game. That certainly didn't look like it was going to happen early in the contest. And then the floodgates kind of open, and we're sitting here 36-33 at halftime. Your thoughts?
Yeah, now they're right on track. I mean, it kind of looks a little bit like a David and Goliath. I mean, South Hole, if you just look at them, you know, they're not as tall. Plattsburgh kind of passes the eye test. And so coming into this game, I really thought Plattsburgh would kind of jump all over South Hole. Well, South Hole has obviously got the speed. Obviously, there's a couple of guys on Plattsburgh that do too. South Hole has had to work really hard for the points and yards that they've got. And I just hope that they're able to sustain it here in the second half. That'd be a good long kind of break here over the halftime. If they can sustain it, keep up with them.
At the risk of becoming redundant, I said this earlier in the first half, why wasn't Isaiah Howard running the football? We've mentioned this stat a couple of times. In 10 games, he's rushed for 2,300 yards, 230 yards per game, and they weren't letting the kid run the ball. They had him dropping back and throwing and handing it off. On those occasions when he did run it, he's had some success, and that just opened up other opportunities for the passing game here.
Yeah, and you can see when he passes it. I mean, he's got a rocket for an arm, and he's, you know, when he has time, you know, credit South Holt. They put a lot of pressure on him. And hopefully that defensive line for South Holt can keep the pressure on. But, boy, they've expended a lot of energy here in the first half.
Now, we mentioned the winner of this game will advance to the semifinals, and they will face either Worth County, that's located in Grant City, or Schuyler County, which is in Lancaster, Missouri, up in the northeastern part of the state. Those two will not play until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, so the winner of this one will have to wait till late tomorrow afternoon to find out who the opponent will be. That game will again be scheduled for a Saturday, but as we have been seeing in the past couple of weeks, even though the High School Activities Association says they're Saturday games, the schools do have the option to move their games to Friday nights, and that's what's happened the last 2 weeks here, playing Friday nights.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. There's a big crowd here, big, nice crowd. Beautiful facility and a fun second half ahead of us.
Well, and you avoid the conflict with Missouri football, too, by going with Friday nights on it.
Fans, when you attend a high school game, do you stand at attention during the national anthem? Do you cheer on a good play by the opposing team? If your team loses, do you take it well in stride? If you answered yes to any of those questions, you're showing positive examples of sportsmanship. Don't forget that when you attend high school events, young eyes are watching you for examples of acceptable behavior. By making a conscious effort, you'll be helping our students grow into better citizens. This message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association, Plattsburgh High School, and Southfold High.
We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with the third quarter kickoff after this two-minute break. You're listening to Southfold Knights Football on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the
Well, for our listeners interested in Big Ten volleyball, we reported earlier Nebraska facing Michigan tonight, and they won set number one, 25-15, currently playing in set number two. But here's a kind of a news flash for you. Purdue just upset Wisconsin in five sets. The final in set number five was 16-14. You don't get much closer than that. If you keep in score, that's three losses now, conference losses for Wisconsin, who were number one until Nebraska bumped them off a couple of weeks ago. Huskers still undefeated coming into this one, and the way it's stacking up, and you don't like to see this be this way, but Nebraska could go to Wisconsin, lose, and still win the Big Ten outright here. Because Wisconsin now with three losses.
It's a volleyball state, Randy. Volleyball state.
That it is. I love seeing the T-shirts on TV last week. They simply say, the volleyball state. No further explanation. That's what they're wearing up there. So that's where we're at in Big Ten volleyball. We've got a stringer keeping an eye on that Husker volleyball game. Hopefully she'll be giving us an update on set number two here shortly. At halftime, the Southold Knights are trailing Plattsburgh 36-33. Now, if you were listening to us early on, Southold was up by a score, and then they were up by two scores and a little over that. And all of a sudden here at the end, a couple of quick touchdowns at the end of the third quarter, and we've got a close football game, 36-33. This is kind of, if you'd have told me our halftime score would be 36-33 with either team up, I'd have said, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Sounds about right.
But it didn't look that way when we started out. Southold was really kind of dominant in most of that first quarter. They led after one quarter 15-6, but it felt like they were doing better than that. They scored with only 9 seconds into the second quarter and were up 21-6. And I think some of the Southold faithful across the way had to be feeling pretty good about this thing right then.
Turnovers galore to kind of start the game. And Plattsburgh, you know, just kind of nothing kind of going their way. They corrected it halfway through the first quarter and all through the second, and now they're up by three at halftime.
This halftime show has been presented by our friends at Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can contact them and learn more online at highlandcc.edu. And again, we want to give a shout-out to our presenting sponsor, presenting the game of the week here on Sunny 101.3, and that's the friendly folks at Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They also have five other locations to serve you in northeast Kansas. And you also hear Lucas and I mentioning during those scoring drive recaps our good friends Tasha Arm Connect, Jake Arm Connect in Auburn and Fall City, Farm Bureau Financial Services. They've been with us for a couple of seasons now. We're very pleased for their continuing support of our broadcasts of high school sports, both on the Nebraska side of the river and over here in northwest Missouri. We would invite you that if you listen to the broadcast and you enjoy them, you hear the local sponsors helping to make these broadcasts possible, stop by and let them know you're listening. Tell them how much you appreciate the coverage of high school sports. That can only enhance our chances and opportunities of bringing you even more live high school football and very shortly basketball here on Sunny 101.3. I don't know about you, Lucas, but I know you do a lot of refereeing and running up and down the court, but I'm kind of looking forward to moving inside where it's warm.
Yeah, basketball season's right around the corner. We got about 2 weeks here until the season kicks off.
The older I get, the better and better a warm gymnasium looks as we finish this up. A couple of weeks, Lucas, I'm proud to say I'll be tipping off season number 52 of high school sports, and I don't often have an opportunity to talk about that here on the air, but if you'd have told me 52 years ago that I'd even still be going to the ball games, I have to admit, I feel very, very blessed to have been able to work at all of these games. I think last year we had 89 of them that I worked in one season, so a lot of basketball and football games over the years. We've had fun with it.
Starts out as a hobby. I mean, you grow up with sports, and just, you know, it's a nice way to kind of give back to it, and
it was a great way to
stay involved.
It was a great break to get away from the grocery store for a lot of years.
Yeah, there you go.
You can guarantee yourself for a couple of hours you weren't going to think about your real job.
That's right.
The nice part. All right. Lucas Reschel, what do you predict here? We're going to have South Holt with their first possession. Can they take it down and retake the lead?
Yeah, South Holt won the toss. They deferred. They're going to get the ball here. I'd like to keep them just stay with that kind of running game.
First possession is going to be pretty critical here, having given up the lead as they did right there as time expired. Here's the kick to start the third quarter. Back deep to return it, Tyler Prusman. He'll pick the football up. Oh, I think he touched the knee inside the 10. He was going to pick it up and return it. He put a knee down as he went after the ball. They're going to mark it at the 8-yard line, and that's a tough break there to start things off for Tyler Prusman.
Yeah, tough break to start here, but just maybe a little more stats.
All right, the ball is going to be marked at the 8-yard line, 1st and 10, South Holt, trailing 36-33 as we move into third quarter action here in Plattsburgh, Missouri. The Plattsburgh Tigers, ranked number 4 in the state, 10-0 coming into this one. South Holt over the football, Cole Metzger is the quarterback. Wide receiver split to both sides of the field. Kendall Nolan gets the handoff. Nolan runs to the right. He runs off guard to the right side, got a nice gain. Looks like he's going to have the football now out around the 13-yard line. Going to get about 5 on that carry.
Yeah, good start there. Get half of them. Stay on schedule.
Mark the football at the 8-yard line. Call it a gain of 5. Or, I'm sorry, the 13-yard line with a gain of 5. Second down and 5 yards to go. Prusman goes wide to the right side of the field. Kemmerling is wide to the left. Nolan in the backfield next to Metzger. Metzger gives to Nolan. He comes to the left side. Nolan, he'll have first down yardage. Running tough across the 20, and he just drove a defender right into next week. The defender that came across to make the tackle was Rylan Langton. Langton got punished a little bit over here for trying to tackle him.
Yeah, there's no one in this area that runs harder than Nolan. He's the type of running back you want on your team.
Well, I'll tell you, the defender just kind of bounced off of Nolan. Nolan more or less led with a forearm there and picked up an extra 3 yards as a result. Marked the football at the 24-yard line. So far, so good on this first drive for South Holt. The Knights come over the ball. Coach Josh Peterson watching from across the way intently. Here's the snap. Running to the left side is Metzger. Metzger scoots forward. Another nice gain. He's going to get 7, 8, maybe even 9 yards. He's got the football across the 30, out near the 33-yard line. It appears it's going to bring up second down and about a yard to go.
They're out of the hole now. That's the best three plays you could ask for to start the second half.
Yeah, they started down deep in their own territory at the 8-yard line. Now they find themselves at the 33-yard line, second down and one from their own 33. The ball is on the left hash mark. Cole Metzger is the quarterback. He calls the starting count. Metzger has the snap, gives it off to Kendall Nolan. He's got first down yardage and then some. Nolan is just picking him up and laying him down. He's got about 7 yards on the carry. Has the ball out to the 39-yard line.
Nice job by Metzger to take the snap. It was a little bit high. It was above his head. He was able to grab it and put it right in the belly.
At this point, I really haven't seen Plattsburgh's defensive front able to show us anything that says they can stop that.
I totally agree.
They're not big. If you look at them, they're not big kids in there. And right now, South Holt's just kind of pushing them around at the line of scrimmage. First down and 10 from their own 39-yard line. The South Holt Knights with the football, trailing 36-33, 9:47 to go, third quarter. Cole Metzger on first and 10 has the snap. He'll run with the football to the right side. Metzger's hit at the line and then carries the ball out of bounds. They're going to say he stepped out at about the 38-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 3 on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 7.
Nice seal block by Rao to kind of cut the edge there and seal it.
Well, you got to give credit to Skeen and Millen and the left guard. I forget who you put in the left guard spot there, but those three up linemen, the center, Tyson Skeen, a freshman, 280 pounds. He's just shoving people all around under there. Second down and 7 at the 38-yard line. Two receivers to the left side of the field. Kirsch is the tight end, flanked out to the right. Metzger now sets Kendall Nolan on his left. Has a snap. Metzger gives to Nolan. Nolan running right through the arms of tacklers. Kendall Nolan is running like a bowling ball going through the pins. He's inside the 35 at the 33. Another nice gain. It'll bring up third down and 2.
Yep, this is four down territory all day for South Holt. They've got 2 downs to get 3 yards.
It appears that Coach Josh Peterson is just going to line up and dare him to try and stop Kendall Nolan. And he's running right at him, using him as a battering ram here.
As soon as they pack the box, go to the air.
Third down and 2 now at the 33-yard line. This time alone in the backfield is Metzger. Metzger's going to run it himself to the left. He's got a couple of blockers out there. He'll have the first down easily. He has the ball inside the 30 near the 29-yard line. It'll be a first and 10.
That was a pretty good job by Plattsburgh by just kind of stretching the play out. And credit Metzger for just finding the gap he needed, planting that left foot and getting upfield.
This has to be what the South Holt fans wanted to see, just a meticulous down the field, 5, 6, 7 yards at a crack.
That's what I wanted to see.
Yeah. Well, now at the 29-yard line, first down and 10. South Holt at the 29 of Plattsburgh. Cole Metzger again with Nolan to his left. Receivers wide to both sides of the field. Metzger, oh, a high snap. He had to go up and get that one. Got a nice block from Nolan. Now he's trying to turn the corner. This one's not going to get there. He's going to end up being thrown for a loss back to the 30-yard line, a loss of about a yard. You know, the snaps have been getting higher and higher here, and Metzger was barely able to go up and get that one. He may have a little chat with his freshman center on the way back out there.
Yeah, that high snap kind of messed up the timing on the whole play.
Yeah, it had a lot of hang time on it.
It did.
Tyson Skeen, the freshman, 280-pound center. He's been doing an admirable job all night out here, though. Shotgun formation, second down, 10 yards to go, waiting for the snap. Is it second or third? He got second down on the down marker over there.
Yeah, second on the scoreboard, second on the down marker.
Okay. Now what do we got?
Procedure.
Uh-oh, 5-yard penalty. Procedure penalty against South Holt. That's not what you want when you're already in second down and long. That'll move the football back to the 34-yard line. And now it'll be second down and 15 yards to go at the 34 of Plattsburgh. Tigers putting 3 men up on the line defensively. In the gun is Cole Metzger. He's got the snap. Gives to Nolan. Kendall Nolan running to the right, doing a good job down the right sideline. Got some pretty decent yardage inside the 30, down around the 27-yard line. far short of the original. Well, no, he is across the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring it to third down and 8 yards to go now, so they needed a lot. He got a bunch.
Much more manageable. There's no reason they have to pass it here. Just run it for 5 or 6.
All right, third down and 8 at the 27-yard line. Right hash mark is where the ball is spotted. The backfield is empty for Cole Metzger. Metzger's going to run it right up the middle. Broke the tackle, got the first down, and then some. Oh, he got the referee. The ref went down hard. Ooh, he took a shot. Is he okay? It's like he's going to shake it off. The official couldn't get out of the way. The running back came firing up the middle. The ref kind of assisted on the tackle there a little bit.
Yeah, it was a nice QB draw there. Just good job. Just kind of delaying 1 second, going right up the middle.
First down yardage with a yard to spare. Puts the football at the 18-yard line. Hope that ref's all right. He's a little bit slow moving back there into the backfield. He went down hard. I happen to be looking at it through the glasses here, and he really took a pop. First down and 10. Line of scrimmage is at the 18-yard line on the right hash mark. Handoff. Kendall Nolan runs to the right. He ducks inside. Not much room this time. He's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and thrown back. Maybe got a yard down to about the 17. That's going to be all. They'll give him a yard on the carry.
That is the 11th play of the drive, and we're halfway through the third quarter. This is the quickest 6 minutes of the game, no doubt.
Yeah, they're running some clock here, keeping possession of the football. As I said, just a meticulous run the ball right down your throat type offensive attack here. Nolan sets to the left of Metzger, the quarterback. Cruiseman to the right, high snap. Running out to the left is Metzger. Boy, he's fast. Metzger's got first down yardage. Look at him go down near the goal line. He's going to get in for the touchdown. All the way for the touchdown on the 18-yard line, an 18-yard touchdown run. Carrying the football, that was Metzger, right?
It was Metzger, and he carried Howard for about 8 yards into the end zone. What a run.
18 yards on the touchdown run.
Yeah, that was a 12-play drive that started at the 8, goes 72 yards, and 5:19 left on the clock. That is a heck of a drive to start the second half. Looks like they're going to line up for the extra point here.
All right, that puts South Holt back on top at this point, 39-36. They're going to try and kick it again. They haven't had much luck tonight here. Let's see if they can get this one through. The ball is down. Mark's kick is up, and this time he got it. The kick is through. And the score now goes 40-36. South Hole back on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Dauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs. Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Set to kick it away here. We'll come back for the recap. Ball is going to be picked up. No, goes into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. Well, a meticulous scoring drive by South Holt. All on the ground, 12 plays, 72 yards. They started at their own 8-yard line. It was capped by an 18-yard quarterback keeper by Cole Metzger for the touchdown. Mark kicked the conversion for the extra point. And South Holt has retaken the lead 40-36 with 5 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the third quarter. All right, the football now belongs to the Tigers of Plattsburgh at the 15-yard line. Isaiah Howard is back to pass. They're giving chase. Howard may run with the football. Now comes up the sideline. He's got some room, and he's taken out of bounds. He tried to hurdle a defender and ended up going out of bounds after picking up first down yardage out to the 27-yard line.
Cade Kurtz is the one that knocked him out of bounds. A little bit slow to get up over here on the near sideline.
Kurtz runs back out onto the field here under his own steam. Quite a collision here. The ball is now at the 27-yard line. Though both of these teams have been going with a hurry-up offense. Very little huddling here tonight. Isaiah Howard will have Bingham set on his right. Howard is the running threat. He'll run with the football himself. Howard runs to the right, wrapped up, hit after a gain out to about the 30 and then thrown back. He'll get maybe a yard or two on it, not any more than that.
Nice job by Kendall Nolan wrapping him up. He's got 10.9 tackles per game, leads the team, unanimous all-conference selection.
Well, you got to get him quick. You don't want to let him get out in the open. That Howard can he can motate down the field. All right, is motate a word? Second down and 9 with the ball at the 30-yard line, at their own 30-yard line for the Tigers. A deep drop here on this shotgun. Look at that. He's 7 yards back waiting for this snap. Is Howard. Bingham on his right. Howard has the snap. Howard wants to throw. He's going to look on the left sideline. There's the receiver. The pass is complete to Langan. Langan is being chased, and he'll get it in for the touchdown. The line of scrimmage was the 30-yard line, and that will be a 50-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, it was a nice play by Langton. He was in the slot receiver position. He goes in motion to the very outside. They snap the ball, and he's just running just right up the sideline. And he was able to get about 4 or 5 yards of separation on Prusman, and Prusman wasn't able to catch up to him. It was a perfect pass, and the rest was history.
All right, we'll have the try for the conversion. 50-yard touchdown pass. How many plays on that?
That was just a 3-play drive.
Back to pass, going for 2. They throw it out to the left side for the 2-point conversion. The pass is complete. Making the catch is Gavin Boyle. And that moves the score now 44-40. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
All right, ready to kick the football away for the Tigers. Lining up is going to be Howard, Isaiah Howard, handling the kickoff duties. And the ball's going to go into the end zone. Wait a minute. What do we have here?
The old rare offsides on the kicking team.
Somebody got down there too quickly. Well, that scoring drive was a quick one. Just 3 plays to go 65 yards. 50-yard touchdown pass went from Isaiah Howard to Rylan Langdon. The conversion 2-pointer was complete to Gavin Boyle. 44-40 now. Plattsburgh back on top with 4:15 to play here in the third period. This scoring drive recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see our friends Jake and Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. All right, we'll try and kick it again. Isaiah Howard this time teeing the football up at the 25-yard line. Back deep to return it is Tylan Prusman. Prusman stands at his own 5-yard line. There's the kick. Prusman may have a chance to return one here. He'll pick the ball up at the 3. He's to the 5, to the 10. He's at the 15, the 20, 25, at the 30. Hesitation gets taken out of bounds across the 30-yard line. They're going to mark the football. Well, let's see where the referee comes up to say he stepped out. The ref's a little bit slow getting up here, and he's limping. Got a pretty bad limp right now. He took quite a shot earlier.
Yeah, he's toughing it out. Little kind of change it up there. Metzger.
Had they moved him over here to the side now? He was working in the backfield. That's the referee that took the hit a while ago. They may have switched around here a little bit and brought the referee on the sideline. The one that the guy hit.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, he's the one that took the hit. Because he was in the backfield earlier. Well, I guess he is. Here we go. Put the football at the 32-yard line. First down and 10, South Hope. They're trailing 44-40 now with 4:09 to play in the third quarter. Metzger keeps it himself, wants to run left. Found a little bit of running room, dove across the 35, out to the 37-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 4 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 6.
That's good. That's 13 straight runs for South Holt, going back to the 12-play drive and then one here.
Well, certainly two different approaches here. South Holt with the long, time-consuming, sustained drive, 12 plays, 72 yards. And then Plattsburgh comes out with 3 plays, 65 yards, and boom, they've got a touchdown. South Holt on second down and 6 from their own 37-yard line. Metzger Gives the ball to Nolan. Nolan to the left. He's at the 40, turning the corner. First down yardage, taken out of bounds near the 35-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the South Old Knights. We may be in one of those games where the last team that scores wins the ball game here.
I was just thinking that, and you know it just as well as anybody, those two-point and extra-point conversions are going to be huge here.
Yeah, they had a lot of missed ones early on, they being the South Old Knights. They had their problems trying to kick them. Then they tried the two-point pass off the fake kick. That didn't work either. They did get a two-point safety to make up for a couple of those missed extras, but put the ball now at the 35-yard line. First down and 10 for South Holt. Cole Metzger over the football. Metzger has the snap. He'll keep it himself. He runs to the left. Not a lot of room that time, and yet he turns nothing into something. Cole Metzger, he's not a big guy down there, 160-pound junior, but he has a way of turning nothing into 3 yards.
Yeah, he's super shifty, and he's got some good breakaway speed. Nice job there by Kurtz from the right end position on a pull block leading up the gap there.
Right now, it's just a matter here. Plattsburgh just hasn't demonstrated they can stop this running game. Let's see what happens. Metzger on second down and 7 yards to go with the football at the 33-yard line on the left hash is calling his count. Cole Metzger has the snap. He wants to throw the ball. Sets up. Pumps once. Now in trouble. Now scrambling. Now reverses. Back to his left. Throws a pass to the left side. Complete. Nolan. Nolan upfield. He's got 5. He's got 10. He's got first down yardage. And now a flag comes in. And I think that may be a late hit.
I think you're right. And I think it's the right call. He was about 1.5, 2 steps out of bounds. And the hit kind of came in.
The ball is inside the 25-yard line near the 24. And then the hit came over on the sideline. I'll be surprised if that's anything other than a personal foul. They're going to pick it up. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you had the ref that was in the middle of the field that kind of threw the flag. There was another ref on the near sideline, and maybe he communicated with
him. I had an awful close-up view of that, and I'm telling you. Okay, well, nevertheless, a great gain. The ball is down to the 24-yard line. No penalty yardage tacked on top of it. The clock is down to 2:29 to play here in the third quarter. 44-40. Our score, Plattsburgh leading South Holt, but the Knights moving the football. First and 10 at the 24-yard line for Cole Metzger. Kendall Nolan back there with him as he has been all night. Metzger has the snap. He gives to Nolan. Nolan runs to the right. Now turns it up the middle, and he'll be hit and taken down hard near the 21-yard line. Gain of about 3 there. It's going to bring up second down and 7 for South Holt.
Plattsburgh D-end over here, Gavin Carter, just keeping contained. Looks like from linebacker position, Nolan able to cut it upfield, making something out of nothing.
Smoke rolling in again. That smells more like a brush pile burning out here now as the smoke rolls in across the football field. Second down and 7 at the 21-yard line. Cole Metzger has the snap. Fakes to Nolan. Keeps it himself. Metzger, hit and brought down. And he hit the ground pretty hard that time after a short gain. Brought down at the 19-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and about 6 to go.
Yeah, kind of a weird little awkward tackle. Randy, I wonder if someone's doing some late-night harvesting over there.
I'm not. That looks like smoke, though. I can smell like it. Smells like a brush pile burning to me. First, we thought that was the barbecue grills when we got here tonight, but now it seems to be drifting in under the lights. The football is spotted at the 19-yard line. It's third down and a long 5, almost 6 yards to go. Big third down play here for South Holt as Cole Metzger waits for his snap from Skeen, the center. In motion goes Prusman from right to left. Snap the ball, keeping it as Metzger. Oh, Metzger, indecisive for a minute. Then found running room. He broke into the open. He's fighting down near the 5, and now a flag comes in. The flag came in as the tackle was being made. I don't want to speculate too quickly, but that can't hardly be anything but a face mask, can it?
Metzger was dead to rights in the backfield, able to plant, get upfield, then he carries the defender another 5 yards.
Let's see what this is going to be. The flag came in as he was being tackled. The referee turns to the press box. Personal foul, grabbing the face mask. That's what I thought I saw. That's going to be half the distance to the goal line.
Yeah, ball is at the 6, so they'll get 3 more yards to the 3.
So the ball is going to be on the left hash mark at the 3-yard line. First and goal for South Holt. 45 seconds left to play in the third quarter here at Plattsburgh. 44-40. The Tigers of Plattsburgh leading here, South Holt Knights, and the Knights about to try and do something about it right here. First and goal at the 3. Metzger with the wide side of the field to his right, calls the snap, has it, runs to his right, wants to turn the corner. He's inside the five. He's inside the pylon for the touchdown.
Nice job to get the edge, just trying to beat every defender. Nice job by Kurtz over here for laying on the block on the cornerback, and Metzger's able to take it in at the near side pylon right here in front of us.
Score coming with just 30 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. 3-yard run by Cole Metzger to put it in there, and now we'll line up and try and kick it again. Mark in to kick, Kurtz to hold. This is the equivalent of a 20-yard field goal every time they try and kick this thing. They spot the ball, of course, at the 10-yard line. They're going to put it on the right side hash mark. That's something different. I don't think they've been doing that. He was missing left earlier. Ball is down. Kick is up. This one's not going to get there. And again, he's having a bad night of kicking, unfortunately. 46-44. South Hold up by two with 30 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
I gotcha. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Jake and Tasha Armconnect are the local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
Here's the ensuing kickoff. Mark comes forward to kick it away. The ball is going to be fielded at the 5, out to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the left sideline at the 25, cutting back inside the return man, gets the ball to the 30-yard line. Returning that kickoff was Wyatt Davis, and it'll be first and 10 near the 30-yard line.
Good job by Tylen Bruceman making the tackle there.
That last scoring drive took 8 plays, covered 47 yards, topped off with a 3-yard touchdown run on a keeper by Cole Metzger. The conversion kick failed, and not a good night for Trevor Mark tonight. I think he's only 1 of 5 on extra point attempts here. And the score 46-44, South Hold up by 2, 24 seconds to play here in the quarter. Now over the football come the Tigers of Plattsburgh. Lining it up, waiting for the snap from center with the football. Rolling to his right is Isaiah Howard over the middle of the pass, well overthrown. Looking downfield for Gavin Boyle, overthrew that one significantly.
Yep, it was overthrown. This is the 24th possession of the game. That is a high number for still being in the third quarter.
This has been a long football game. We're well over 2 hours and 15, 20 minutes here into this one.
That's eight-man football.
A lot of football to play. All right, second down and 10 with the football at the 30-yard line for Isaiah Howard. All alone in the backfield, Howard wants to throw it. Pressure is coming. He throws the ball to the right side. The pass is going to be complete. First down yardage making the reception is Gavin Carter. Carter's got the ball down into South Hole territory near the 31-yard line. I said earlier, it's starting to feel like one of those games where the last team to score is going to win the football game as they alternate possessions. So you start thinking about going into that fourth quarter, how much time left to do something here. 13-8, they're going to just let time run out. After three quarters of play, our score 46-44, South Hold up by 2, and we're back in 1 minute with more football on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
As we get set to move into the fourth quarter, South hold up 46-44. I promised myself I would not finish the broadcast tonight without taking an opportunity to wish my broadcast buddy here, Lucas Freshel, a happy belated 40th birthday. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thanks. It's 40.
Big week.
Big week, I guess.
All right, the football started at the 30-yard line. First down and 10. Quarterback Isaiah Howard runs it forward. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, dropped after a gain of about a yard. He'll get it down around the 29-yard line is where they'll mark it, and it'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go at the 29. I'm going to actually give him two there. It'll be about second down and 8 is what they'll call it. The ball is at the 29-yard line of South Hold. Just underway here in the fourth quarter, 11:35 to play in the football game, 46-44. It's been a marathon of football here. We've been playing 2 hours and 20 minutes. A lot of times we wrap these games up at about 2:15 somewhere there. Just now starting the fourth quarter. Isaiah Howard with his running back buddy Bingham next to him. Howard is back to pass, dumps it to the middle, and the pass is complete to Tylan Langdon. Langdon makes a catch at about the 16 or 17. It'll be a first and 10 for the Tigers.
That throw right on the money. His first throw of this drive was 2 to 3 yards over his head. This one, he's kind of right in the gut.
So now the football is at the 17-yard line on the left hash. Moving from left to right, from north to south, here at Plattsburgh are the Plattsburgh Tigers. Tigers, red, black, and white are their school colors. All black uniforms tonight with the big white TV numbers. We appreciate those. Quarterback Howard, Isaiah, is back. Here comes the pressure. Throws it over the middle. The pass complete. Touchdown! Ryan Langdon makes a catch. The line of scrimmage was at the 17-yard line, and that'll be a 17-yard touchdown.
Yeah, they just ran the same play. He's just running kind of from the slot position on the right side. He's just running a little kind of a skinny post, little drag across the middle, and he's able to create separation. Both those last two passes, Prusman was on the defensive coverage. Tylan Prusman, that is. And the second one results in a touchdown, 50-46, Plattsburgh.
Well, a seesaw contest here in scoring is what we're seeing. A lot of lead changes. Try for the two-point conversion. They're back to pass, throwing out into the corner. Pass falls incomplete. The conversion fails. The lead is 4 now, 50-46. Plattsburgh on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
Hello, the Scoring Drive Recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Fall City.
Five plays, 49 yards on the scoring drive, topped off with a 17-yard touchdown pass from Isaac Howard to Rylan Langston. Langston's caught two touchdowns in a row now. The conversion pass failed. The score now stands 50-46. Plattsburgh on top with 10:47 left to play in the football game here at Plattsburgh. All right, Tigers ready to kick it away. Howard has it teed at the 30-yard line. Oh, a little short kick. It's going to be fielded by the up man. It's Cole Metzger. Metzger fields the football and gets a nice return on it. And they tried something there, and South Hole was ready for it. Metzger actually fielded that ball at about his own 30-yard line, a real short kick.
Yeah, it looks like it might have been Cade Kurtz there, but good job by South Hole for just, you know, they've been prepared for this. This is the second time they've tried it, and they've been prepared every time.
So Kurtz was a return man. I stand corrected there. Thank you, sir. He'll have the ball out to the 37-yard line. Outstanding field position for South Hole. First and 10 from their own 37. You don't want to score too fast here now. Metzger waiting for the snap in the shotgun. Gives to Kendall Nolan. Nolan was hit at the line and then managed to fall forward for maybe a yard, but not much more than that. It's going to bring up second down. Still a long 8, almost 9 yards to go.
Yeah, and you know what? This is probably a position where South Hole probably isn't going to punt. They've got good enough field position. They don't like to punt anyway. Well, probably going for it on all four downs.
The way the Tigers have been moving up and down the football field, you don't want to give them the ball, that's for sure.
And that missed two-point conversion last time was big.
Yeah, second down and nine now, the football at the 38-yard line for Cole Metzger. In the gun. Metzger has a snap. Gives to Nolan. Nolan off the right side. He's got some room. First down. He already's right sideline. The 20. The 15. Taken out of bounds. He found that right sideline and had that extra gear and got the ball clear to the 10-yard line.
Touchdown saving tackle by Howard.
Man, he found some room over there. I believe it's going to be right on the 10. I don't believe they can get a first down.
Just two totally different offenses here, just putting up big stats and points.
9:56 to go. Lots of time on the clock here. First and goal from the 10-yard line. The nose of the football is touching the chalk line, so they can't get a first down. First and goal from the right hash mark. Cole Metzger, the quarterback. He has a snap. Gives to Kendall Nolan off the right. He's at the 5. Nolan's going to go in for the touchdown. A 10-yard quick touchdown, a quick answer there. By South Holt on a 10-yard run, carrying in is Kendall Nolan.
Yeah, just a quick three-play, 43-yard drive there, and South Holt just sticking to what they know, running the ball. They've done it well. As they're, let's see, they're going to maybe possibly line up for the two-point conversion here after Mark has been, I think he's 1 for 5 on the extra points. Looks like they're going to huddle up here and possibly go for two.
You know, last week he was kicking extra points just routinely.
I agree.
Right through. It just hasn't been the night to get him through. They're going to line up and go for two here. An empty backfield now for Cole Metzger, the quarterback. Metzger wants to throw the ball over the middle, and it's going to be complete for the two-point conversion. Kurtz making the reception, and our score now moves to 54-50. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3, covering the Tri-State area.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
Three plays, 43 yards. 10-yard run by Kendall Nolan. The pass to Kirk for the two-point conversion is 54-50. South Holt back on top. Here's the kick. Wyatt Davis returns it from the 5 to the 10. Hit at the 10 and dropped at the 12-yard line. 54-50 our score. 9:51 to go. And I said it before, I'll repeat it one more time. It feels more and more like the last team to score might win this one, or if some team's able to get a stop.
That's it, right? Right now's a good time for the Knights to get a stop.
Yeah, the defenses just haven't had a lot of success here recently, as both offenses moving right up and down the football field.
Like to see that defensive line get in there. Keep putting that pressure on them like they did the first quarter.
Plattsburgh trailing now 54-50, 9:42 to go in the ball game. Isaiah Howard, their star quarterback, has a snap. He wants to throw the pass. He's going to throw deep, and he's got a receiver in the pass. Is complete to the 25-yard line to Gavin Boyle. And I'll tell you, the South Holt defensive backs just do not have an answer for this passing attack right now. The receivers are getting in behind the coverage.
Yeah, Gavin Boyle was just wide open, and that ball was just thrown out just a little bit too far in front of him. Otherwise, he would have waltzed into the end zone.
Yeah, Gavin Boyle moves the football to the 23-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Plattsburgh, at the 23. 9.5 minutes to go in the football game as Isaiah Howard puts a man in motion. Dante Bingham keeping himself is Howard running up the middle. He's got a lot of room inside the 10-yard line. He's going to be down near the 9. It's going to be first and goal. First and goal now for the Tigers. Put the ball at the 9, first and goal on the right hash. 9 minutes to play in the ball game. South Holt up by 4, 54-50. Plattsburgh down here threatening. Howard has the snap. He wants to throw into the end zone in the back corner of the end zone. No, he caught the ball out of the end zone. It'll be ruled incomplete down in this right corner.
Yeah, just about 2 yards out of the end zone. He wasn't able to get the feet down.
Travis Kelce would have got his feet down. Speaking of Travis Kelce, Kansas City Chiefs football, Monday night here on Sunny 101.3, 7:15 kickoff. Pre-game begins at 6:15 right here on Sunny. Here's the pitch, running the ball to the left side, not a lot of running room. They tried a little inside handoff that time and dropped after a short gain. Trying to see who the ball carrier was that time. Carrying the football for Plattsburgh was Gavin Carter. Carter took that little pitch. So now the football is going to be third down and goal, and the line of scrimmage is about the 7-yard line. That's where they put it. Third and goal at the 7. Isaiah has the snap. Here comes the pressure. He's hit, got away. Now dumps the ball over the middle, and the pass is caught at the 1-yard line. Did not get in there. He caught it at the 1. Go ahead.
Intercepted.
Intercepted. Help me out. Thank you. I thought, I saw the receiver. It went through his hands, and then I saw somebody catch it. But you're right. That's a white jersey.
It was tipped by a South Holt Knight and then tipped right into Tylan Prusman's hands. And at the 1-yard line, he intercepts it. What a great catch.
Thank you for picking me up, Lucas. I'll tell you, that's down at the far end of the field here. At the 1-yard line, Tylan Prusman comes up with the interception. That was a white jersey that caught the ball. That was anybody's ball to catch down there.
That's a big play.
At the 1. Now, if they can run it out of here, a lot of time left. We said you need to get a stop. You'd prefer to get the stop somewhere other than the 1. But a stop is still a stop. Over the football. Here they come. Metzger waiting for the snap from center. 5 yards deep in his own end zone. Hit in the end zone. Driven back. Did he get out? I think he got out of there, but barely. Oh, my.
Yeah, just barely. He's in a shotgun formation there, just barely got out.
When's the last time you had a game with 2 safeties in one game? We almost had it there. All right, he got out of there, but barely. The ball is inside the 1-yard line, 2nd down and 10. Actually, 2nd down and about 10 and a half. Now, he lost about a half a yard there.
Yes, indeed.
So the football, just inside the 1-yard line after Tylan Prusman's interception at the 1. 2nd down, a long 10 yards to go now for the South Holt Knights. A lot of time left in this one. South Holt up 54-50. In the backfield, running with the ball, coming out to the left, fighting his way out to about the 3 or the 4, and then being taken back. He'll get it out around the 3-yard line on the carry with the football was Cole Metzger.
Tackled by Howard.
Man, they're down here deep. Only a gain of a couple. 3rd down and 8. I'm going to say the ball's on about the 3-yard line. Yes, it is. 3rd and 8 from the 3.
I wouldn't be surprised if they try to pass it here.
Well, let's see what happens. Metzger with Nolan set to his left. Stands 1 yard deep in the end zone. Gives to Nolan. Running to the right is Nolan. He's got blockers. He's got a 1st down. Down the right sideline. All the way out across the 30-yard line. Did you see that caravan of blockers going around the right side? They were picking them up and laying them down. Defenders finding themselves flat on their back as they watch Kendall Nolan run past them.
It's that same inside give that they love to run. Nolan's on the left side. Inside give. And he's got the lead blocker from the left guard position leading the way.
That guard came around there. He eliminated 2 defenders in 1 block over there on the far sideline. Nolan delivers the football to the 34-yard line with 6 minutes to go.
Huge.
A score here would be huge. All of a sudden, you could possibly get up 2 scores. All right, at the 34-yard line, 1st and 10, South Holt. Cole Metzger has the snap, gives to Kendall Nolan, running the right side. Nolan fights his way out near midfield to about the 39-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 5 on the carry, and it'll bring up 2nd down and 5 yards to go.
That's the 4th play of the drive there, but nothing bigger than that 3rd play on 3rd and 9, 3rd and 8.
Wow. This offensive running attack by the South Holt Knights has just been smooth as silk here. Meticulous,
yeah.
Very meticulous movement of the ball up the field. 2nd down, 5 yards to go at their own 39-yard line. The South Holt Knights leading 54-50.
Tons of credit to Rao, Millen, and Skeen.
5.5 minutes to go here in the game. At the 39-yard line, 2nd and 5. Nolan, the end, runs the right side. Hit in the backfield, got away. Fights forward, I believe he got the first down. He's going to have the ball down to the 36-yard line. He was hit in the backfield, should have been tackled for a loss of a couple. What's he do? He picks up 5 and a first down.
They're going to move the sticks. 5:12 to go in the game.
You just want to keep moving the ball on the ground. Keep the clock running here. The quarterfinals of the Missouri 8-man football playoffs. Winner of this one faces either Schuyler County in Lancaster, Missouri, or Worth County at Grant City. First down and 10 at the 36-yard line. South Holt with the football. 36-yard line of Plattsburgh. Cole Metzger in the shotgun as he has been all night. Has the snap. Oh, hit in the field. Got away. Metzger down the right sideline. Turns it into a gain of about 5. They shot the gap and blitzed through there. They actually hit the quarterback and the running back. Metzger ended up on the ground. He got the ball off to Nolan. Yeah, wow, what a play.
That was a lightning blitz there by Gavin Carter coming from the left cornerback position. He came in untouched, and good job by Metzger for not giving that ball to Nolan.
Yeah, Metzger kept it and turned it into a gain. Gain of 5. 2nd down, 5 yards to go. 4:14. That clock keeps running. That clock right now is South Holt's friend here. The football is spotted at the 31-yard line on the right hash mark as Cole Metzger is going to let that clock run down as far as he can before he snaps this football. It's time to start thinking about that, isn't it?
It is.
Now Metzger, getting the signal from the back judge, is ready to snap it. Now a flag comes in. What could this be? Illegal procedure.
Might have been a flinch. I didn't see it, but someone must have flinched.
Well, now Metzger was down on his haunches watching the time go by. And when he stood up to take the snap from his haunches, did he lean forward to get...
I think it might have been a lineman because Coach Peterson isn't really trying to argue that call. He must have seen it, too.
All right. So the 5-yard penalty puts the ball to the 36-yard line, and now 2nd down and 10, inside of 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. 2nd down and 10 at the 36-yard line of Plattsburgh, of the Tigers. South Holt. Well, the clock is running. They're going to let it run down again. 9 seconds on the play clock.
I don't think that clock should be running. That
was a penalty. I don't think it should have either. Metzger takes a snap, gives to Nolan. Nolan runs to the right, stay in bounds. Ah, flag comes in as Nolan is taken out of bounds and his helmet came off.
So, yeah, it was a good job by staying in bounds and he went down. It looks like a Plattsburgh defender came in maybe late.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. The referee is over here having a discussion. The clock is down to 3 minutes and 28 seconds, and I agree. I don't think that clock should have been running after that penalty.
That's, I think.
They started the clock. It should start on the snap.
Coach Boswell here for Plattsburgh was pointing at the clock. I mean, that's your home clock, so you think.
Your home field clock operator. Clock is down to 3:28, but as we know, anything more than 30 seconds left on the clock gives them time to score.
That's right.
They've demonstrated that.
That's right. First
now,
down here.
Here we go. Personal foul, face mask. That was on the tackle across the way, so we're going to have a big mark off of penalty yardage on top of the gain. Lucas, that's going to put the football inside the 20, inside the red zone, at about the 18-yard line is where they mark it. 3:28 to go. South Holt up 54-50 in what has been a battle tonight here in Plattsburgh.
Just want to concentrate on holding on to the ball here.
Yeah, the last thing you need here is a turnover. Shame on you for even bringing that up.
Just wanted to share that with everyone.
Thanks. All right, the ball is at the 18-yard line on the right hash mark. It's 1st and 10 now. I think they're going to put some time back on the clock here, though.
The play clock should be at 40, I think is what he's signaling.
Is that what he's... Now we've got a timeout taken. Timeout taken by Plattsburgh, so we're going to step aside. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to South Holt Knights Playoff Football on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business. in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, Lucas Freshel, bringing you a football marathon tonight here from Plattsburgh, Missouri. We still have 3:28 left to play in the football game. To set the stage for you, the Southold Knights are on top, 54-50 with 3:28 to go. The Knights have the football, first down and 10 at the 18-yard line of the Plattsburgh Tigers. Southold just wants to keep running clock here and leave as little time as possible for Plattsburgh to be able to do anything. Keep in mind now, Trevor Mark has not had a good night kicking the football, so the field goal is probably off the table here tonight.
I would say so. And this drive started at the 1 yard line.
The ball is at the 18, first down and 10. Cole Mesker, 160 pound junior signal caller, sets in the gun. To his left, as he has been all night, sets Kendall Nolan. Mesker has the snap, fakes to Nolan, keeps it himself. He's going to be caught from behind and dropped for a loss. Back out to the 24-yard line, a big loss of 6 yards. And it's going to bring up second down and 16, but that keeps the clock running.
Yeah, Plattsburgh is going to pass on the timeout here. They'll likely take a timeout after this next.
What's the timeout situation?
Plattsburgh has two, Southold has three.
All right, the football is at the 24-yard line. Second down, 16 yards to go at the 24. Watching the clock run down, watching the play clock run down. They're not going to snap this puppy until they absolutely have to. 8 seconds on the play clock. Metzger has a snap. Metzger gives to Kendall Nolan. Nolan is going to be hit and wrapped up, and I'll tell you, this defense is kind of coming to life here right now.
Yeah, they got nothing to lose. You might as well just bring on the Mayday blitzes. Bring everybody in the box and blitz them all.
They get him for a loss back to the 19-yard line of another yard. So now it's going to be third down and to the 24-yard line, I'm sorry. Third down and 17 yards to go.
And they didn't take a timeout here. I'm a little surprised.
The clock's going to get down inside of 2 minutes before they snap it here. 2:05 on the game clock. 10 seconds on the, I call it the shot clock, the play clock. Cole Mesker, third and long. He's going to run with the football. They don't want to throw an incompletion and stop the clock. Metzger still running, fighting his way forward. He'll have a gain on the play down to around the 21-yard line. He got about three. The clock is at a minute 48 and has stopped, so we've got a timeout taken now by Plattsburgh. Timeout Plattsburgh. It'll be fourth down coming up after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor. He can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mound City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Sunny 101.3, covering this, right?
All right, it's decision time now for Coach Josh Peterson and the Southold Knights. They have the football, facing second down and 12 at the 21-yard line of Plattsburgh. A minute 48 to go. It doesn't appear that they're going to punt the football. They're going to line up on fourth down and 12 from the 21 and go after it. Cole Metzger with Kendall Nolan on his right. Will they throw the ball here or run it and keep the clock going? Let's see. Back to pass, rolling right. Now throwing downfield. There's a receiver, and the ball is tipped away. No flag. It falls incomplete. And now the Plattsburgh Tigers have a minute and 41 seconds left with which to work. They will take possession of the football, first and 10 at the 21-yard line. Make a note of that. They're getting the ball back with 1:41 to go at the 21-yard line.
The ball was intended for Tylan Prusman, and he kind of had a chance at it, but it was just maybe a yard and a half overthrown.
All right, it's a 4-point lead right now that Southold is trying to protect. Cole Mesker, or Rhett, check that. Isaiah Howard has demonstrated his ability to throw deep. Watch Rylan Langdon. Back to pass. Out to the left side. The pass is going to be complete to Gavin Boyle all the way out to midfield to the 40-yard line, and here come the Steelers.
Yeah, there's plenty of time for them. There's plenty of time for both teams to score again.
Yeah, right about now, Plattsburgh's got to be thinking, now, we don't want to score just too quick here.
That's right.
A minute 34 on the clock. Plattsburgh kind of in the driver's seat, despite the fact that they're trailing right now, 54-50. We've been saying all night the last team to score wins. Plattsburgh has to be feeling pretty good about where they are here right now. Isaiah Howard on first and 10 at the 40-yard line, the ball in the left hash. Howard in the shotgun formation has the snap. Looking downfield, wants to throw deep, now scrambles, rolling right, looking down the right sideline, into the end zone, the receiver's there, incomplete, through the hands of Gavin Boyle. Boyle was in the end zone, the defender got back there in time. Boy, he was open. If that ball's thrown a little bit sooner, Katie bar the door.
Yeah, he was open. That should have been a touchdown. Metzger was beat, and just dropped it.
Well, Isaiah Howard was scrambling back here, trying to deliver that pass. Incomplete. Brings up second down and 10 at the 40. Didn't take a lot of time. Still a minute 26 to play here in the football game. Again, to set the stage, the score, 54-50. Southold up by four. 1:26 to go. Second down and 10. At the 40-yard line for Isaiah Howard. He has a snap. Howard wants to roll to the right. Now he's going to run with the football. He's hit, got away. He's at the 30, the 25, the 20. He's at the 15, the 10, and dropped near the 7-yard line. Well, we know he can run the football. He's been doing it all season. He just hasn't shown us a lot of it tonight. Right there, when he needed it, he showed us what he can do.
Yeah, good improvision. Good touchdown-saving tackle by Prusman.
A lot of time left. A minute 16 to go. The football first and goal now at the 7, call it the 8-yard line, actually. First and goal at the 8 for Isaiah Howard. We're going to have a timeout taken on the field by South Hope. So we're going to step aside for 30 seconds. Don't go away. You got to be enjoying this one. High school football coming your way tonight on Sunny 101.3.
Surag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of feeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Surag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Sunny 101.3.
Again, quickly, we set the stage for you. 1:06 to go in the ball game. 54-50. Southold is up by four. The ball is at the 8-yard line. First down and goal at the Mount City. at the Southold 8-yard line for the Plattsburgh Tigers. Tigers come over the football. Isaiah Howard has Dante Bingham set next to him. Now Bingham moves up in a slot to the left. Trips to the left. Spread formation. Howard's going to run with the ball. Now wants to throw it. Into the end zone. The pass is caught. For the touchdown.
That's Gavin Boyle for the touchdown. That's the receiver that kind of missed the previous one about two or three plays ago. And Plattsburgh's going to take the lead here. There's 1 minute left. The two-point conversion here, somewhat immaterial, because Southold's going to have to score again anyway.
56-54. Now a two-point lead for Plattsburgh with just 1 minute to play. Catching that pass was Gavin Boyle in the end zone. Had to wait for a minute when he got up to see if he had the football. Isaiah Howard in the shotgun to go for two. Man comes in motion. Howard's going to run the football. He'll carry it in for the two-point conversion. And that moves our score. Let me get it here. 58-54 with 1 minute to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Scoring drive recap. Handicap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Fall City.
5 plays, 59 yards, an 8-yard touchdown pass from Isaiah Howard to Gavin Boyle. The 2-point run by Isaiah Howard makes it 58-54, a 4-point lead, but 1 minute left to play as Howard tees the football up at the 30 to kick it away. A low driving kick, chasing after it over on the far sideline is Cole Metzger, is going to go out of bounds. So, 1 minute to go, down by 4. South Holt is going to have the football with a minute left to play here in the contest.
That's helpful. Ball goes out of bounds. 1 minute left. You've got 2 of your 3 timeouts. You've scored most of your points and gotten most of your yards on the ground, but you've shown that you can throw the ball.
Yeah, what a football game we've seen tonight here in Plattsburgh. I'll
They're
tell you.
Have to throw it here tonight.
This has been a dandy.
Okay,
Nebraska wins set number 3, 25-20 over Michigan. Huskers sweep the Michigan Wolverines in 3 tonight, 25-15, 25-12, 25-20.
They're going to make him re-kick.
Really? Wow, hoping for a return apparently.
Might as well.
Back it up to the 25-yard line. We'll kick it again. Another bouncing kick. Chasing after it. That's Metzger. Picks it up at the 15. He's at the 20. Up across the 25. Up near the 30 and taken down at about the 29-yard line. That took 6 seconds off the clock. 54 seconds left to go in the ball game. Again, the score is 58-54. Plattsburgh with a 4-point lead right now over South Holt, and the Knights are going to have the ball at the 30-yard line is where they mark it. So they are 50 yards away with 54 seconds to get there.
This is the number 2 and the number 4 team in the state.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. They both deserve these top 5 rankings. Wide receiver coming out to the left side is Griffin Kemmerling. In a slot to the left, that's Prusman. Cole Metzger all alone in the backfield. Spread formation. Back to pass. Metzger, he's got all kinds of time. Over the middle. Pass is complete. Out to the 35. Turning the corner at the 40. And running out of bounds very alertly is Kendall Noland. And that puts the football into Plattsburgh territory at the 39-yard line, first and 10.
Yeah, good job by Nolan for getting on his horse and trying to get out of bounds there.
Stops the clock with 45 seconds to go. You mentioned still 2 timeouts left. South Holt with 2 timeouts in their pocket.
That's right.
All right, at the 39-yard line, first and 10, South Holt. 45 seconds to play. Wide receiver, wide right. Empty backfield. Metzger. Metzger sets. Metzger has time. Only 2 men rushing. Metzger looks downfield. He's got a receiver here on the left sideline. The pass is caught, but they're going to say he was out of bounds. Caught by Kendall Noland. Griffin Kemmerling was standing down here at the 15-yard line, frantically waving for the football. Of course, Metzger's under all kinds of duress back here being chased.
Yeah, and I thought maybe Metzger would kind of just run for the first down there and get his 10.
Yeah. So, the ball goes back to the 39-yard line, second down and 10, now 35 seconds left to go. Do the Knights have enough time to pull it off here? 58-54, South Holt is down by 4. Cole Metzger puts Griffin Kemmerling to the left. In a slot to the left is Tylen Prusman. Kendall Nolan slot right. Back to over the middle. The pass is complete to Prusman. Prusman makes the catch. He's going to be taken back and tackled at about the 31-yard line. Clock has stopped at 26 seconds. That'll be a timeout taken by South Holt. We're going to keep it here live this time. I don't want to miss anything on this one. Lucas, let's talk about where we are. The clock shows 26 seconds to play in the ballgame. South Holt has just used one of their 2 remaining timeouts. They have 1 left. Our score stands 58-54 right now with a 4-point lead for Plattsburgh in what's been a seesaw contest. What comes up next here?
Yeah,
third down. Do you just worry about getting the first down? Because with only 26 ticks of the clock, the middle of the field is still an option because you've got a timeout left.
Yeah, ball on the 31 here in Plattsburgh. They've got 1 timeout left. You've got 2 downs to get 2 yards. For the first down, you've got plenty of time because you've got the timeout left.
Yeah, you don't have to throw to the sideline with that timeout in your pocket. You still could. The middle of the field is still available and still an option. All right, here we go. 29 seconds on the clock. 29 seconds. Cole Metzger is all alone in the field. It's a spread set. 2 wide receivers to each side of the field. On third down and 2 at the 31-yard line of Plattsburgh, Cole Metzger in the gun, waiting for the snap from center. He has a good snap.
He runs with the football. A quarterback draw up the middle at the 25, at the 20, on his feet inside the 20 to the 19-yard line. They're going to have to hurry up to the line of scrimmage. The clock stops with 21 because of the first down. They have to stop the clock to move the down marker. 21 seconds.
I'd say spike it.
Yeah, he could spike it here quickly and get set up. They're still waiting. Look at the time they're taking to move the... Now he spikes it.
15 seconds left. You got enough for at least two plays, possibly three.
This is going to come right down to the final seconds. Boy, did you see how slowly the down marker people, they weren't in any hurry to get down there. Not that it matters, but... All right, the football is now at the 19-yard line. It's on the left side hash mark. It's first and 10 for South Holt. They have 15 seconds left with which to work, trailing 58-54. Hold on to your seats here. Cole Metzger, all alone, is back to pass. Metzger, looking downfield. He's going to throw it over the middle. The pass is complete. With the ball is Kendall Nolan near the goal line. Did he get in? No, they're going to say he stopped at the 1 yard line. 5 seconds on the clock. It'll be first and goal at the 1. 5 seconds on the clock. I thought he was in. It's at the half yard line, is where they mark it. At the half yard line. Timeout taken. It's all going to come down to one play. We're going to keep it here live. I don't want to break away. Listen carefully, folks. I want to set the stage for you. Our score, 58-54 in what has been a seesaw contest. Plattsburgh is leading by 4 points. There are 5 seconds. That's not 5-tenths of a second, is it?
It should be 5 seconds.
Yeah, there are 5 seconds left to play in the ball game. The football is spotted at the 1 foot line. That's how close Nolan came to getting in. I thought he was across the goal line, honestly.
He was spinning. He spun about 2 or 3 times to try to reach, but good.
The ball is at the 1 yard line, first and goal. And it all comes down to one play to see who advances to next week's game.
They're going
to
put 2 more seconds back on the clock. He wants it to go to 7, I think.
All
there
right.
It is.
7 seconds. Now, that's almost time to throw.
I agree. I think that gives you
a chance. If you run it, you'll never get lined up again. But you're only a foot away. You think Kendall Nolan's good for a foot. He has been all night. Let's see.
I think maybe you pass it once here.
Okay, they're going to line up in a spread formation. Nolan set in a slot to the right. Cole Metzger in a shotgun formation. On first and goal at the 1 foot line with 7 seconds to go. Cole Metzger, hands under center. Quarterback sneak. Did he get in? Touchdown! He's in for the touchdown. Cole Metzger, a touchdown. And it still shows 4 seconds.
Yeah, that's probably about right. It's about a 3-second play, but it was the second effort. Plattsburgh was able to stop him on the first. He spun to the left, reached over to the line, was able to get the touchdown.
Can you believe that, folks? With 4 seconds left to play in the football game, a 1 yard run by Cole Metzger has just put South Holt back on top at 60-58. They're going to have to kick this ball off, though, and cover a kickoff here.
They will. Here, and something just to take note of. In high school football, you're not allowed to take a two-point conversion the other way. So if they were to run the two-point conversion and Plattsburgh intercepts it, the ball is dead. It's a safety rule. So there's no way that Plattsburgh can tie the game here.
Well, you're up by 2. Let's see what happens.
This two-point conversion is somewhat immaterial.
Yes. Cole Metzger is going to line up in a shotgun formation, spread set. He'll run with the football to the left side. He'll be tackled and dropped, tackled hard, out of the 6-yard line. And now we've got 4 seconds to play. We're going to step aside this time and catch our breath. We're back for the exciting conclusion. 4 seconds to go. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This Scoring Drive Recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
South Holt got the ball back with 54 seconds on the clock, and in 50 seconds, they ran seven plays, covered 50 yards, capped it off with a one-yard touchdown run on a quarterback sneak by Cole Metzger. The conversion failed, but now with 4 seconds left to play, the score, 60-58, South Holt with a two-point lead. And why do I not feel comfortable?
I think, well, you just kind of squib kick it here.
Oh, yeah.
Squib kick it.
Yeah, you don't want to run a chance of kicking it deep and letting them get a big return on you.
Or even the ball going out of bounds.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Just
and
kick it short down the middle of the field and everybody after him. Now, be ready for laterals. You can see anything here. They all know this is the final play of the ball game. So you don't want to get tackled if you're a return man. You want to always have somebody ready for a lateral. I'm not sure what our referee is trying to signal to the press box.
It's some sort of, it's either a sideline warning or a sideline penalty. And it looks like it's going to be a sideline penalty because South Holt's going to kick off from the Plattsburgh 35.
Oh, wow. That makes a difference.
That does. It's a big 15-yard
all right,
penalty.
Be ready for anything here. You ready to call this one, buddy? Let's see what happens. The ball is teed up and ready to be kicked away by Trevor Mark at the 35-yard line. The deep man back is Wyatt Davis. Here's the kick. It's a low squid kick. Davis is chasing after it. It goes into the end zone. So they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. Of course, no time went off the clock. And now you're down to one final play from the 15-yard line, 65 yards away, 4 seconds to do it. Trailing 60-58 are the Plattsburgh Tigers here at home. Everybody's going to be on their feet in this stadium. Look at the folks across the way. Are they fired up on defense for South Holt? A big turnout, a big contingent of fans here from Oregon tonight, from South Holt. They're all up waving their arms, jumping around, shouting and screaming. Here we go, the final play of the ballgame. Quarterback Isaiah Howard in the shotgun. And wait a minute, we're going to have a timeout taken. Timeout by Plattsburgh. I want to keep it here live again. Ray Penning is our producer engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Ray, I know you got to be on the edge of your chair back there. Sorry we're keeping you up so late, my friend. As we near the top of the hour, just past the top of the hour, we'll remind everybody our legal station ID. This is KLZA-FM, Falls City, Nebraska, more commonly referred to as Sunny 101.3. My name is Randy Gatula. Next to me, Lucas Freshel, more commonly referred to as Birthday Boy. That's you should have seen the look on his face when I went to that. Are you having fun tonight, Lucas?
This is game of the year. There's no doubt about it. I mean, what a fun season it's been for South Holt. This is my fourth game covering this year. They're so fun to watch.
South Holt hangs on here. We want to remind all our South Holt listeners, we'll follow you next week here on Sunny 101.3. Look at this. We got people playing deep center field, deep right field, left field. Defensive backs clear back in their territory.
South Holt's going to go with two defensive rushers here.
Only two rushers. Everybody else back on pass defense. Coach Brandon Boswell had a question for the referee about something here. Now the referee's running back out to talk to the white hat, and we're going to get underway. Here it goes, Isaiah Howard. One shot at it, 4 seconds to go. 60-58, South Holt on top. Howard back to pass. Howard looks downfield. He's going to throw it deep. Hangs the ball up there. It's tipped around, intercepted, and there's the football game. The South Holt Knights have come into Plattsburgh tonight and escaped, and I use the term escaped, with a 60-58 win in the quarterfinals of the Missouri eight-man playoffs. They will advance to the semifinals next week, facing either Schuyler County or Worth County. And you'll hear that game right here on Sunny 101.3. They're shooting off fireworks.
Remember that from last week? Looks
yeah.
Like the South Holt Knights have brought some fireworks on the road.
They brought their fireworks with them. Now, there's something for you. And now the players lining up, a good show of sportsmanship, lining up here at the 40-yard line for the congratulatory, not only handshakes, but hugs between the players. And I look for that at the end of these ball games, especially a hotly contested one like this. Nothing better than to see that sportsmanship out on the field right now as the two teams exchanging handshakes and hugs here after really treating us to an outstanding high school football game.
Yep, game of the year, no doubt.
Stay with us. We've got a post-game show coming your way. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with a post-game scoring recap after this two-minute timeout. 60-58, the South Hold Knights with the win tonight here on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mountain City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mountain City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Get tailgate ready and join Community Medical Center Foundation for a Husker tailgate party at the Fall City Elks Club November 18th during the Nebraska versus Wisconsin game. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. VIP tickets for this event are $100 for two admissions, and it includes food, drinks, games, and fun for all. CMC Foundation is ready to tailgate party with you, cheering the Huskers on for a big win.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You could even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. The South Hold Knights are headed to the semifinals. The postgame show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, what an incredible football game we witnessed tonight here in Plattsburgh. If you were with us throughout the entire broadcast, you know in that first half, South Hold led the entire first half until time expired with zeros on the clock. A 5-yard touchdown pass made the score 36-33, and at that point, Plattsburgh with their first lead of the ball game, their only lead of the first half, and it came as time expired. So, with a 36-33 lead for Plattsburgh, we moved into third quarter action. South Holt came out with a 12-play, meticulous 72-yard drive, ate up almost 7 minutes of the third quarter, scoring on an 18-yard run by Cole Metzger. Mark's kick was good, and the score became 40-36, a 4-point lead for South Holt. Then, with 4:15 to go in the third quarter, striking quickly, Isaiah Howard completed a 50-yard touchdown pass to Langston, a 3-play, 65-yard drive. Gavin Boyle caught the pass for the 2-point conversion, made the score 44-40. And I think this is the time when I first mentioned to you, Lucas, this feels like one of those games where the last player to score, the last team to score, is probably going to get the win. And that's exactly what transpired in dramatic fashion. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Cole Metzger carried in on a 3-yard touchdown run that capped another long 8-play, 47-yard drive, but the conversion attempt failed, and that was the Achilles heel tonight, missing all of these conversions, these extra points. The score went 46-44, South Holt back on top. Then the seesaw contest, the 17-yard pass, Isaiah Howard to Ryden Langston, conversion failed, made it 50-46. Now you've got Plattsburgh back up by 4. 9:51 to go in the ballgame. A 10-yard run by Kendall Nolan capped a 3-play, 46-yard drive. The pass to Kurtz for 2 made it 54-50. South Holt is back up by 4. Then with just 1 minute to play in the ballgame, an 8-yard touchdown pass went from Isaiah Howard to Gavin Boyle. It capped a 5-play, 59-yard drive. Howard ran in for the 2-point conversion.
and things were looking pretty good for Plattsburgh. They're up 58-54 with 1 minute to play in the ballgame. The ensuing kickoff was brought out to the 30-yard line, and South Holt takes over with 54 seconds on the clock. They were 50 yards away, had 54 seconds. In those 54 seconds, they ran 7 plays, covered 50 yards. Actually, they only needed 50 of those seconds. Capped it off with a 1-yard touchdown run on a quarterback sneak by Cole Metzger. The score came with 4 seconds on the clock. They kicked the ball away into the end zone, brought it out. One play, they hung the ball up, and South Holt gets the interception to end the ball game and escape tonight with a 60-58 quarterfinal win in a hard-fought contest tonight here with the Plattsburgh Tigers. Lucas, what do you have to say about this one?
You know, there's just certain games that you'll watch and you're a part of that you'll just remember for a long time. It's no doubt that this is one of them. It's one of them for the ages. It's a ton of fun to be a part of. Really enjoyed it tonight. And you know what? I'm giving that game ball to Kendall Nolan. There's a lot of guys that deserve it. Cole Metzger did his part too. But Kendall Nolan, man, when it came time for it, he ran that ball so tough, and just a lot of big plays in this game. But South Holt Knights, man, moving on to the semifinals. How fun.
We came in here anticipating a dogfight. 3 hours and 10 minutes and 118 points later, we got exactly what we were expecting. What a ball game. So now we look forward. The winner of this one, the South Holt Knights, will now advance to the semifinals. They will be facing either Worth County, that's in Grant City, or Schuyler County, which is located in Lancaster, Missouri, up in the northeastern part of the state. I want to assure all of our listeners at South Holt, we will have live coverage of that game next weekend. I'll be there, yours truly, to call the game for you here on Sunny 101.3. I wouldn't miss it for the world. And I'll say this, if you folks listening in here around northwest Missouri have enjoyed listening to the broadcast tonight as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you, well, we've all had a pretty good time tonight. So, Lucas, your final thoughts on this one?
South Holt Knights, they've earned it tonight. You know, they ran the ball well. They stuck to their guns. They stayed with the game plan. Came out in the second half, had that awesome drive to start the second half that really set the tone for the second half. Give credit to the line for paving the way. Just got to win, baby. 60-58, looking for 2 more wins.
So that's going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of Missouri 8-Man Football. For Ray Penning, our producer-engineer at the Sunny 101 Studios, and for Lucas Freshel, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, South Holt 60 and Plattsburgh 58. Good night, Northwest Missouri. You've been enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3.